96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People, and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend program where we talk about everything that relates to your health, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. Putting those all together for you each weekend is my job. Your job is to provide me with fodder for my replies to your questions. 877-726-8255, our number. If you've got a medical situation, if you want to report on something that you've done on the health front, that is either improved your health or perhaps you tried something that works or doesn't work, 877-726-8255 is our number. We'd love to hear from you this hour and next. We got lots to talk about this weekend. Lots of health stories to share with you, but I want to start with a feature that we do from time to time here on Intelligent Medicine, which is entitled Celebrity Diseases of the Week. And we got a couple of celebrities are in the spotlight for their particular medical conditions. Elon Musk and Bobby Kennedy Jr. And we'll talk about what's going on with them. RFK Jr. Just announced his candidacy for the nomination for president on the Democratic ticket. And, you know, I've heard him speak before, and I know he has a vocal problem. And so it was kind of challenging to listen to his speeches. You know, he sort of sounds like, I'm proud to say that I'm announcing my candidacy for president of the United States. And, you know, it's a little like listening to sandpaper on a piece of wood. But he has a medical condition which is called spasmodic dysphonia. And it's a relatively uncommon condition. It is estimated to affect merely two people per 100,000. But if you do the math, there's hundreds of millions of people in the United States, so it is a rare but present disease. I think there's a Spasmodic Dysphonia Foundation, which is devoted to doing research on that subject. And it has to do with the vocal apparatus in the throat. The laryngeal muscles that generate a person's voice go into periods of spasm. And this results in breaks or interruptions in the voice. And the reason for it, they say, is sporadic, sudden, and prolonged tension found in the muscles around the larynx during speech. And this tension affects the very exquisitely delicate abduction and adduction, the opening and closing of the vocal folds in the vocal cords. And consequently, there is kind of a mix-up in how they process the passage of air across the vocal cords, and you get this raspy kind of sound and breaks in the voice, you know, like a teenage boy whose voice is changing at puberty. So this is an unusual condition, and they say it's not so much a condition in the vocal cords. It's a condition in the brain. It originates in a part of the brain that's associated with movement called the basal ganglia. And this has led to speculation by some, it's unfounded, that RFK Jr. suffers from Parkinson's disease, which may be the case. He may be concealing that, but it is not necessarily associated with Parkinson's disease. People with Parkinson's disease often have vocal problems. They often speak in a softer voice. They lose their vocal strength, but they don't necessarily have this raspy kind of voice. They can, and sometimes spasmodic dysphonia can be a precursor to Parkinson's disease, but doesn't necessarily have to follow. So that speculation is unfounded. Interestingly, he is the founder of something called CHDF, Children's Health Defense Fund, which is primarily pointing out the hazards of vaccines. And he recently wrote a book called The Real Anthony Fauci, which has some revelations about corruption in the CDC and the National Institutes of Health and the FDA. And he's also written a book recently called The Wuhan Cover-Up. So it's kind of interesting. He's entering the field from the left, because a lot of the criticism of our pandemic handling has come from the right. But this time it's coming from the left. So, yeah, kind of interesting. He threw his hat in the ring, and he's going to bring up some of these issues. He's also big on the environment. And so, you know, he's a little hard to listen to, but his message may be worth putting into the political discourse. So another thing that happened this week is there were a lot of interviews with Elon Musk. And so I'm watching an interview with Elon Musk, and he's wearing a T-shirt, so his neck is exposed, and I see this big longitudinal scar, a horizontal scar on his neck. And I'm thinking, what's going on with Elon Musk? Does he have a health problem? Often people who have lymphoma have enlarged lymph nodes in the neck, and they're biopsied. And so I thought to myself, well, is it possible that he has lymphoma? Hasn't revealed that. You know, that could have a, you know, because he's involved in a lot of companies. He's, you know, is a big financier and entrepreneur. His stock prices could take a tumble if, for example, Tesla, if it were to be revealed that the guy at the helm of Twitter and Tesla and, you know, SpaceX was suffering from a form of cancer. And then somebody who in my family was watching TV with me said, well, maybe he's had neck surgery. And I thought, well, yeah, you know, neck surgery sometimes occurs from the middle of the neck and, you know, goes back, sometimes the back of the neck, but sometimes the way to get to the cervical spine to treat neck problems is sideways through the side of the neck. And so I looked it up, and it turns out my hunch was wrong. They were right. Back in 2020, Elon Musk himself tweeted, because somebody pointed out, you've got this neck scar, what's going on? And he was frank and open about it. He says in a tweet, maybe I can be helpful. Had MobiC disc put in at C5-C6. That's in the cervical spine. However, first surgery failed to remove bone spurs sticking into my spinal cord. Second surgery took care of it. Recommend using Yelp or other online reviews of doctors. Effectiveness varies widely. So he's kind of putting a plug for social media there. So what happened with him is he had a neck problem, and neck problems don't necessarily manifest as merely neck pain. If you have a problem with your spinal cord, the neck, you can have spinal pain in the neck, but you can also have something called radiculopathy, which can cause a loss of feeling, loss of movement, pain, weakness, or tingling down the arm and possibly into the hands. And that's very, very annoying. And so initially, the therapy is non-surgical. Patients should try other medical treatments such as physical therapy or medicine to alleviate the discomfort. And sometimes this is a self-limited problem because surgery on the neck is very delicate. It's a very big deal. But then you can have neck surgery, and you can have what is called disc fusion. And it's the common type of surgery until recently. What they did was they would replace the damaged disc, and then they would fuse the neck between two vertebrae. These are the, you know, these are the coin-like structures that stack, you know, C3, C4, C5, C6. And with disc fusion, you're going to have a little loss of neck mobility. So the new innovation is to use implants like the Mobi-C, the Mobi-C. It's a device that gets put in after an unhealthy disc is removed, but instead of a bone spacer or a plastic implant along with a plate and screws, which fix the neck in place at that C5, C6, or whatever, vertebral juncture that is, the Mobi-C is implanted in the disc space, and the goal of surgery with the Mobi-C is to allow motion at those levels. Okay, well, so they did the surgery, but it didn't address the problem because there was something impinging on the spinal cord in the neck, and so they had to go in. They didn't have to pull out the Mobi-C. It wasn't that this new device failed. And by the way, it's a little tiny device. You might think, you know, it's the size of, a teacup or something like that. But no, it's a really tiny device. It looks like it's about, an inch and a half across, if that. It may be just an inch across. And it's a flexible device. It's composite of plastic and metal, and it allows your neck to turn and pivot. But it didn't do the job on him, so they had to go in again, presumably through the same scar. That's why the scar looks kind of exaggerated when he's wearing a T-shirt. And they removed the impingement, and they fixed it. So, even the richest guy in the world, who can afford the best doctors, the best surgery, sometimes things don't work out quite as well as planned. So there you go. Those are the celebrity diseases of the week, and now you know. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait. We wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726.
You are listening to KCNR, Shasta Reading. We will resume normal programming shortly.
What does great pizza and ice cold?
Great. Okay. What's going on?
Well, I have one that you might not get very often. First of all, my name is Jake, and I'm a recovering addict. And I have a question in regards to recovery from encephalation. Former addict, been in recovery for a couple of years, and my nasal passages are never going to recover, according to my doctors.
Okay.
Too bad for me. It's a sad thing. But
so were you snorting cocaine or heroin, putting it up your nose?
Okay. Yes. Yeah, snorting cocaine.
Okay. So the question is, you know, how can you alleviate that problem? You know, because what you did is basically you sandblasted your nasal passages and you created chronic irritation. And this can happen with anything. This can happen with cigarette smoke. This can happen with environmental exposure. You know, we're all exposed to ambient levels of pollutants. But, you know, putting, you know, a harsh, caustic substance up your nasal passages repeatedly, I mean, it can even erode your nasal septum and cause, you know, the piece of cartilage that separates your nostrils, that can actually break through in people who are very heavy users. So, okay, so what can you do? I mean, what you need is a sort of an anti-inflammatory program. And you can begin by using something called Clear, X-L-E-A-R, nasal spray. And that is helpful. That actually helps to lubricate your nasal passages, but it also reduces the presence of certain bacteria which can be present there. And it may be that your nasal flora, the bacteria that populate your nose, has been disrupted or damaged by virtue of the chronic use of medication and the chronic inflammation that's there. You know, the other thing that I would suggest is that you look at other potential causes of chronic nasal congestion. Don't underestimate the effect of diet. You know, I personally experience that because I'm a big swimmer, and that irritates my nasal passages. And so, you know, actually, I can swim further than the amount of time that anyone's been in the water, because otherwise I'm going to sound
kind of like this on a nasal, on a broadcast, you know, really congested.
And that's not a great sound. So, so what you can do is try a diet where you're eliminating dairy and perhaps also, gluten. It's worked for me in the past, and I do this during allergy season. This now is springtime, it's peak allergy season, and it can actually make a difference in terms of your symptoms. I noticed that, you know, after a trip to Iceland, I really took a liking to skyr, you know, which is a really concentrated kind of yogurt, kind of like Greek yogurt. And I started eating skyr over there, and it tasted really good, so I bought some here. And I started getting tremendous nasal congestion. And then I decided I had to bite the bullet on dairy consumption. Within a few weeks, my nasal congestion was much better. So these are some things that you can try. Give it a shot, and let's hear back from you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains
Science, the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we invite your phone calls, your questions, your comments during this hour and next. Lots of time to pose questions, come directly into the doctor's office and get some help. All right, this is something that I would characterize as the duh story of the week, but it confirms something that we've long realized. Headline, study links poor diet to 14 million cases of type 2 diabetes globally. Huh, who'd have thunk it? Researchers estimate, they say, that 7 out of 10 cases of type 2 diabetes worldwide in the last year for which statistics were recorded, there's a little latency here, it takes a while to do the studies, back in 2018, were linked to food choices. Okay, big study done at Tufts University, 184 countries, They estimate the poor diet contributed over 14.1 million cases of type 2 diabetes in 2018. That's 70% of new diagnoses globally. So it's a worldwide problem. They say that the biggest problem is excess intake of refined rice and wheat, along with insufficient intake of whole grains and the overconsumption of processed meat. And by whole grains, they don't mean like a whole wheat bagel. They mean really real whole grains, like unmilled kasha or barley. And who eats really whole grain wheat? We always get it as flour. You know, maybe tabbouleh is an example of bulgur wheat, but few people consume it that way. They say our study suggests poor carbohydrate quality is a leading driver of diet-attributable type 2 diabetes globally. Of the 184 countries included in the Nature Medicine study, all 184 saw an increase in type 2 diabetes cases between 1990 and 2018. So, you know, a lot of diseases we're vanquishing, right? You know, they're decreasing in occurrence because we're coming up with better and better treatments. That is one disease whose incidence is soaring worldwide. The incidence was high in Latin America and the Caribbean, especially in Colombia and Mexico. That was credited to high consumption of sugary drinks, processed meat, and low intake of whole grains. A lot of countries emerge from the third world poverty to higher standards of living. People can afford more junk food, and there's a great deal of westernization occurring globally, and that is harming the health of people across the world. Okay, now here comes the smoking gun. And the smoking gun is sometimes in the realm of causation in health has a lot to do with the long debate between cigarettes and heart disease and cancer. And for so many years, there was denial by the industry. They said, well, you know, we're not really sure. You know, the studies are weak. They don't really show that they're... And they concealed it. They knew it. They knew that cigarettes were a delivery system for a highly addictive substance that caused heart disease and cancer. But they sat on that information. And now comes the smoking gun, so to speak, when it comes to sugar-sweetened beverages. It's a big study, just out, came out last month, beverage consumption and mortality among adults with type 2 diabetes. And they looked at a bunch of health professionals in the United States, nurses and doctors, and what they found, and this is a long study, nearly 19 years of follow-up. They looked at deaths from heart disease and overall deaths. And what they found was that there was a direct correlation between higher intake of sugar-sweetened beverages and all-cause mortality and cardiovascular disease and heart-related deaths. Now, they looked at other beverages, too. When it came to coffee, tea, plain water, and low-fat milk, they were inversely associated with all-cause mortality. In other words, the more of those things you had, and the less of the sugar-sweetened beverages, the less likely you were to die or have heart disease. Okay? So, their conclusion is, logically enough, these findings emphasize the potential role of healthy choices of beverages in managing the risk of cardiovascular disease and premature death overall in adults with type 2 diabetes. And they have all the statistics neatly printed here. And why, oh why, do we permit the widespread marketing of these sugar-sweetened beverages? And yes, the big companies that make this stuff, Coca-Cola and Pepsi and all the other companies that make sugar-sweetened beverages, what they're doing is they're giving you smaller cans or they're giving you artificially sweetened beverages. And this is sort of a tip of the hat, a little greenwashing to the proposition that maybe, just maybe, we want to reduce our intake of these things. But overall, they're still contributing to mayhem on the health front. And more people are dying because of it. 877-726-8255, our number. Well, if fatigue sometimes holds you back, and, you know, for whom is that not applicable? Studies show that your cellular health may start to decline as early as 25 years of age, thus increasing your fatigue. The only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve the functioning of the mitochondria is NT-factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Now, clinical trials have shown that NT-factor reduces fatigue by almost half. It has anti-aging effects. NT-factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. There's full-spectrum vitamin mineral formulas. There's immune support formulas, targeted nutrition, and then there's pure NT-factor that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I take the powder, put it in my smoothies, or you can get padded in energy, which is lozenges that are portable. You can take them around with you when you travel. You can find the NT-factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Order direct. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, so here's another one, and this is a big problem because we talked about the cigarette industry. The cigarette industry knows that they make a product that kills people. So the idea is they won't stay in business. They're still selling an addictive substance, but they want to reduce the hazards associated with that substance and get under the radar in terms of legality. So then they invented e-cigarettes. Now, the advantage of e-cigarettes is that e-cigarettes have the addictive substance, nicotine, packaged in a matrix which is less carcinogenic and less likely to cause heart disease than if you smoke burning plant matter, inhale it in your lungs, and it goes around in your circulatory system. It attacks your blood vessel linings and ultimately damages or destroys your lung tissue, or worse yet, can cause those delicate lung cells to go haywire and cause lung cancer. Okay, so that's the proposition with e-cigarettes. Well, e-cigarettes are not without harms because they can irritate the lungs, and the vehicles or the chemicals or just the, you know, physical hot vapors that people inhale can be damaging and deleterious. But here's another problem. I mean, the idea was reduce likelihood that people are going to go on to smoke cigarettes and give them, you know, a substitute. Well, e-cigarette use has skyrocketed among kids. Why? Because it's easier to conceal e-cigarettes. It's very unlikely that you're going to get away with lighting up a cigarette in a school hallway, you know, in a junior high school or high school. But you can have a vape pen with nicotine in it, or other stuff, unfortunately. So this is a study that looks at the potential for e-cigarettes to be a gateway to heavier smoking later on. And indeed, that's what they found. Teens who use e-cigarettes early were more likely to become frequent smokers. That's diametrically opposite of what's supposed to happen. There's supposed to be a substitute for these health-impairing cancer sticks. They say teens who used e-cigarettes early were more likely to become frequent smokers. This study done in the UK and the US, among youths who began smoking before age 15, the odds of later adolescent smoking were significantly higher for those who used e-cigarettes relative to those who had not used e-cigarettes. So in other words, they're almost saying that it's less likely that you go on to be an adult smoker if you smoke cigarettes before the age of 15. You're more likely to quit than if you used e-cigarettes. So they admit that youth in the USA show similar long-term declines in tobacco cigarette smoking, but recent increases in e-cigarette use. Yet, while numerous studies suggest that e-cigarettes in adolescents may be a catalyst for later tobacco use, less well considered is how vaping may shape tobacco consumption among youth who have already initiated smoking tobacco cigarettes early in adolescence. So they say in the U.S., 42% of early e-cigarette users continued smoking in late adolescence, Well, only 24% of participants who did not use e-cigarettes later smoked. So it's almost like smoking early, just stop earlier. If you're smoking cigarettes anyway. Among UK participants, 61% of early e-cigarette users continued to smoke, compared with 50% of smokers who did not use e-cigarettes. So this is, to me, one of the most, it's like a real sleight of hand. It's a shell game where they're trying to conceal the hazards in the guise of mitigating the harmful effects of cigarettes. What in effect they're doing is they're guaranteeing a long-term marketplace for their more dangerous products. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their support of immune function and respiratory health. NAC, Allerol, Serrapeptase, and Abiotic Immune Plus. NAC promotes detoxification and healthy respiratory function. Allerol supports respiratory structures and functions. Serrapeptase supports a healthy response to biological stress. And Abiotic Immune Plus is a botanical formula designed to support healthy immune system function. NAC, Allerol, Serrapeptase, and Abiotic Immune Plus for supportive immune function and respiratory health. And they're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating.
Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. How much is the mainstream media in cahoots with the Biden administration? Since when did the media care so much about catching leakers? Is that their job? Should they be asking more questions instead of being another wing of the White House? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And a reminder, you can shop hundreds of curated vetted supplements in my full script dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. You know, you shop online and especially through big outlets like Amazon, you just are not sure about the quality, whether the products are stored properly, whether they're even counterfeit. We recently shared an investigative report from Now Vitamins, which shows that some of their products were literally counterfeited. Phony labels were put on them. They were sold via Amazon, and they had no active ingredients. They're basically cornstarch. So if you want a more reliable source of supplements, go to my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. We stock on the highest quality supplements there. They're professional quality, and they are carefully vetted. And you can get the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. And one of the things I do in the morning is often I make a shake. I throw in an avocado, some protein powder. I use some creatine because I'm trying to do some strength training, build muscles, and a bunch of other ingredients. And one of the ingredients I throw in is colostrum powder. Here's the results of a new trial on colostrum. A new trial concludes that bovine colostrum can reduce the risk of upper respiratory tract infections in adults at heightened risk of infection. Now, how do they find adults who are at heightened risk of infection? They took a bunch of medical students who were sleep deprived and had a lot of exposures to respiratory pathogens and germs in their training. They had a heavy workload, and they had a lot of contact with hospitalized patients. And they gave them either a placebo or they gave them colostrum. And what's interesting is they gave them a very small amount of colostrum, like 0.5 or 1 milligram of colostrum. I'm sorry, 1.5 or 1 gram of colostrum. A gram is, you know, like a quarter of a teaspoon. So very small amounts of colostrum. And results showed that the colostrum supplementation significantly reduced the frequency and severity of upper respiratory tract symptoms in the high-risk group. And also they assessed the subject's overall well-being perception, how they felt, and there was an improvement in their overall well-being. So what is it about bovine colostrum that can help fend off respiratory infections? Well, colostrum is the first milk, and it's available to cows, and it's available to humans. It's the first milk that comes from breastfeeding. And in the dairy industry, they use a lot of colostrum because sometimes they separate the calves from the moms. The moms continue to produce milk, but the babies are separated. And so they're fed colostrum. This is a common practice. So literally tons of colostrum, bovine colostrum, are made. High-quality bovine colostrum also works for humans. It's been previously shown to boost immune system function. Its constituents are protein, fat, carbohydrates, B vitamins, magnesium, vitamins A, C, and E. But it also contains specific protein compounds such as lactoferrin, growth factors, and antibodies, which are believed to have health benefits such as boosting immunity, treating infections, and promoting growth. So several previous studies have confirmed its effectiveness in preventing upper respiratory tract infections. And also, they're good for the GI tract. So, I take it. I'm thinking that, it may help confer some additional protection to me. All right, this item. There is a procedure, a cosmetic surgery procedure, which is called the BBL. Y'all know what the BBL is? It's the Brazilian butt lift. And it is being increasingly performed. They say the BBL has become especially popular over the past two decades, with procedures surging more than 800%. What's going on? They say whereas in the 90s, women prized big breasts and a thin silhouette, now wider hips and a fuller buttocks are the ideal. So what is this? I mean, is this like a popular phenomenon? Did J-Lo start this off? Women will look at themselves, my butt's not big enough, so I'm going to get an enhanced butt. And what they do in the BBL is they suck out some fat from the abdomen or the flanks or the back, and then they use a syringe attached to a cannula to re-inject the reserved fat into the buttock. So they actually feed fat taken from one part of the body into your butt. And the problem is it has to be done very carefully. It can be done in expert hands, but there are a lot of chop shops who are doing it, and their volume is so great that they have to do the procedure real quickly, and this can be dangerous. And what happens is the fat can travel via the bloodstream to the heart and lungs, and they're increasing deaths from pulmonary fat emboli, which means that the fat travels into the lungs, and this can be fatal. Increasing numbers of fatalities, and they really need to do something to regulate this, because there's some places where you get it on the cheap, especially clinics in places like Florida, offshore clinics, and this can the BBL. Has now become the most dangerous aesthetic procedure ever performed. I'm thinking, why go there? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. It may even be a helpful tool in managing cognitive decline. Flava Naturals Dark Chocolate Bars and Cocoa Powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate with great flavor and minimal sugar. Their secret is sourcing premium, high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. Result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavanaturals.com. That's flavanaturals.com. There you'll find the extensive research behind cocoa flavanol's benefits and great recipes too. That's flavanaturals.com. Flavanaturals.com.
Your thoughts are powerful. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. What you tell yourself significantly impacts how you feel. If you tell yourself that things are terrible or horrible or something like that, then you're likely to be upset. If you tell yourself that things are great or even at least pretty good, then you're likely to be in a better mood. If you tell yourself that it's not the end of the world when things don't go your way, then you're likely to be able to handle disappointments in a much more rational way. Whatever you think drives how you feel. It's worth understanding that your thoughts are powerful, and what you're saying to yourself is really shaping your reality. To better understand your self-talk, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden may be getting close to announcing his 2024 re-election bid despite less than favorable poll numbers.
According to White House sources, the president may make his announcement in a video on Tuesday, but these plans come as a new AP-NORC poll shows only 26% of Americans overall want to see Mr. Biden run again, with less than half of Democrats, 47%, favoring a bid for a second term. In that same poll, 81% of Democrats would at least probably support Mr. Biden if he's the nominee, but only 41% definitely would. Separately, averages of polls in both RealClearPolitics.com and 538.com show President Biden's job approval under 43%. George Williams reporting.
Another brick-and-mortar mainstay is in trouble. Bed Bath & Beyond filing for bankruptcy protection following years of dismal sales and losses and numerous failed turnaround plans. One of the original so-called big box stores, BB&B, will start an orderly wind-down of its operations, including eventually closing its stores while seeking a buyer for all or some of its businesses. Some 30,000 employees expected to get pink slips. Government workers and families at the American Embassy in Warring, Sudan, airlifted out of the country over the weekend amid gunfire and mayhem in the streets, with the last U.S. employee of the embassy out, Washington shuttering the U.S. mission in Khartoum indefinitely. Meanwhile, British Deputy Prime Minister Oliver Dowden says his government's working to help its citizens out of Sudan, but they're being cautious.
We need to make sure that we support our British nationals. At the moment, the advice to British nationals is to make sure they stay indoors, that they stay safe, and that they get in contact with the Foreign Office.
Fighting between two rival commanders in the African nation now into its ninth day, no end in sight. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Slovakia has become the third European Union country to ban food imports from Ukraine.
The move deepens the challenge for the bloc as it works to help Ukraine transport its grain to world markets. Slovakia followed Poland and Hungary. The latter two countries announced bans on Ukrainian food imports through June 30th. They did so in response to rising anger from farmers who say that a glut of grain in their countries is causing them economic hardship.
Jeremy House reporting. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says he'll press for a trade agreement between the European Union and Indonesia. It's part of Germany's efforts to reduce its reliance on China for crucial raw materials. Speaking recently at the annual Hanover Trade Fair, Scholz told Indonesian President Joko Widodo that a trade deal between Southeast Asia's most populous nation and the 27-nation bloc would create an economic area with 700 million people. Breaking news at townhall.com. There could be some key changes coming in St. Louis.
Republican lawmakers in Missouri pushing for a state takeover of that city's police department. Supporters cite high violent crime rates as a reason for the action. But data suggests neither state nor local control may make much difference in stemming homicides. Criminologist Richard Rosenfeld has compared the rise in homicide rates in St. Louis to that in Kansas City, which already has state control of its police. Though St. Louis has a slightly larger increase, he found no statistically significant difference. Jason Walker reporting.
North Carolina Republican Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson formally entering next year's race for governor. Incumbent Democrat Roy Cooper barred by the state constitution from seeking a third consecutive term. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Tuning in today, and if you're new to the program, welcome. And if this is your 100th time listening to the program, welcome back. We appreciate everyone. We have a lot of seniors listening to the program. We have a lot of caregivers caring for an elderly loved one who also listen to the program. And there's also a large and growing third group tuning into the program very frequently, maybe weekly or maybe catching the podcast, professionals working in senior care. So for everyone, again, welcome to Senior Care Live, and you are appreciated. We have an excellent program for you here today. My friend and special guest, he's not in studio, he's out on the road working, he's working all the time, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the CIO and owner of the Glenn team at Infinitas. And Bruce, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Glad to be here. I also want to thank you, my daughter, Christina Strickland, for being on the show for me last month and did a great job, and so appreciate her stepping in. She's one of the foremost female advisors in our industry.
Yeah, she did a great job. I enjoyed working with her. And anytime you need someone to sub, pinch hit, a designated hitter, you know, all the baseball terminology, she's a good one. She did a great job.
Super.
All right, so let's talk about something. This is really, really interesting, and I'm glad that we're going to be talking about this today. So you said that for the Glenn team, it's Behavioral Finance Month. So everyone's heard a lot about, you know, behavioral health and a lot of things, but Behavioral Finance Month, that is very interesting. All of our actions come down to our behaviors, and there's a lot to unpack there. But so let's just start off with the question: what is behavioral finance?
Thanks, Steve. Great question. So behavioral finance is the emotions of investing, or think about it as the way you psychologically think about your money and investing. And it's one of those things that if you're not handling things correctly, like the outside news, which of course the job is to be very scary and to keep you tuned in, but in the process of making scary to tune into their TV or radio, then people oftentimes do the wrong things. So it's about staying invested at the right risk that you should be. It's about doing the right things. You're having an emergency fund, all the things are the correct behaviorals items that you need to do when you're talking about your money. So, you know, a lot of times when people get scared, they will, when the markets go down, which they have been down for about a year and a half, although they're climbing back up, about halfway back up to previous highs at this point, a lot of times people get scared and they will, you know, sell out. They can't handle it any longer. They'll sell out their good investments or stock market investments. And then at that point, they've locked in the losses because they no longer own the investments that historically have always rebounded. So that's very, very important that people don't freak out and don't psychologically do the wrong things when the markets are bad, the news is bad in this type of an era.
Well, you know, the news, they drive a lot of fear, and fear produces control. And unfortunately, it does affect our behavior. And then when you start to affect behavior when it comes to finances, financially, that can be devastating.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're one of those people that gets scared and you get out of your investments, your stock market investments, when the market's down, and then when people get back in, they don't typically get back in until the markets are making new highs. And so at that point, you've created a pattern of selling low and buying high. And that's never a good recipe for financial success.
That's kind of exactly backwards of what ideally you would like to happen.
Exactly.
So, and what that tells me also is if someone is listening to, you know, all of the fear mongering, and then they have this knee-jerk reaction, to me, that also tells me something about their financial advisor, not keeping that person educated, calm, looking at the long term, talking about your options, advising against selling low and buying high. To me, that's also that behavior is a reflection of their advisor.
Well, it can be. People do need to be coachable. That's one of the things about our team is we'll work with folks that are, you know, friendly, coachable, and we don't put a big acid test on them as far as how much money they have. As long as they're serious about their money, we've got folks that are, you know, from early investors up to folks that are, you know, partial owners of an NBA team. So we've got, you know, all different levels of finance, but they need to be have the right long-term investment mentality and be friendly to work with and really be serious about their money. You know, we were talking earlier this week when you and I were doing a speaking engagement down in Wichita, and I was sharing a handout on the recessions. And this is one thing that the news is really, really beating the drum on right now is they're trying to scare people into thinking we're going to have a big, massive recession. And it's kind of a unique time now, whereas people are actually working. We have really low unemployment. There have been some layoffs and some job losses in certain sectors of the economy, but overall unemployment is still historically way low. And companies overall are making good profits. And recessions typically only last about 10 months, but expansion times in our economy last on average 69 months. And so about roughly a 7-to-1 ratio of expansion times versus recessions. And the recessions are only down about, you know, 1/10 as far as the economy drop off during a recession versus the expansion time during, you know, good times in the markets and the overall, you know, government measurement, the GDP. And so the that is just a product of the news media just really trying to keep the viewership up there and scaring the heck out of people. But, you know, I don't believe we're going to have much of a recession. In the technical words, it may be a recession, but I don't think it's going to be a kind of a deep recession. So it's not really a thing that people should be overly fearful about at this time.
And, you know, when we did that presentation, that was a blast, wasn't it, earlier in the week? But you mentioned some numbers, and I went to write them down, and I couldn't find my pen. So, but talk about, you know, before the financial woes, the stock market was at, I think you said 37, it dropped to 28, and it's halfway back. Can you just touch on that briefly?
Yeah, absolutely. So and the stock market, a lot of people, you know, you've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average and you have the S&P 500 and you have the NASDAQ. Those are kind of the three main, you know, equity or stock indexes that people follow in the United States. The Dow Jones, the previous high was around roughly 37,000, and that was around August to late 2021. But then September of 2022, you know, so just about, you know, 7-8 months ago, the market had a bad drop off. It was, you know, one of those situations where some news items had come out and the Fed was speaking, you know, ugly language and the market dropped down. The Dow Jones dropped down to around 28,000. You know, right now we're in that 33,000-34,000 range. So we're about halfway back up between the more recent bottom from the prior high. So that's what I was talking about, the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
Yeah, and I think the Dow Jones Industrial Average isn't the end-all, be-all, but I think a lot of people watch that, and then that drives some of the fear, concerns, and then the behavior, which could turn into some pretty consequential actions of selling low. So what should people do for a recovery strategy out of the market downturn?
Yeah, have a great question, Steve. And I didn't answer something else a little bit. I want to jump back down
briefly.
Okay.
Sure.
You're talking about communication. So it's one thing that we do at the Glenn team at Infinitas is we put a lot of good content out there for our clients, and we also send a lot of good content out for my buddy Brad McMillan, who's also on the TV a lot, and our chief economist out of Boston. And this particular month we take a lot of additional care and a lot of different comments. But throughout the year, we have different campaigns on different topics. But, we're always putting information out there in all of the meetings when we work with prospects. We want to make sure that they understand and have the right mentality for that long-term investment. So that is very, very important that the advisor set the stage so that people understand it's a long-term process and not a short-term. But back to your question, and thanks again, Steve, the recovery strategy. So you want to make sure you've got really, really good quality investments. And you want to, another thing about it is you want to avoid spending if you can. So hopefully you've got an emergency fund set up. So when the markets are down, if you can avoid spending when the market's down, or maybe tamper back your spending a little bit, that's a big help. But you want to make sure you have really good quality investments, make sure the rate is very high, like 5-star rating by Morningstar, that they're beating their peer groups, that those investments are beating their indexes, that the fees are fair and reasonable, and you're not paying retail. A lot of people have no idea that they're a retail investment. So these are some things that we can do is run a really nice report for folks and share with them and educate them on what they have and if there's any holes. They may have too much money in certain categories, or there may be some categories that they're totally not covered at all and they need to have. And they want to make sure it's at the right risk level for them. But it's really critical that you don't reduce your risk as far as the stock market exposure when the market's down. And a lot of people, tend to want to do that, but you need to stay the course. Go ahead, Steve.
That is excellent. Bruce, hold that thought because I've got the Senior Care Live question of the week, and then we're going to circle back with Bruce right after the break. Senior Care Live question of the week, when people get older, are they A, confident about their money lasting, B, not confident about their money lasting, C, uncertain about their money lasting, or D, they don't worry about it too much at all? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726. or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
How much is the mainstream media in cahoots with the Biden administration? Since when did the media care so much about catching leakers? Is that their job? Should they be asking more questions instead of being another wing of the White House?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, a nationally recognized military-friendly employer and official sponsor of National Defense Network. To learn more about their exclusive discounts for military and veteran families, visit T-Mobile.com today.
In Tampa Bay, Florida, the Bay Pines VA Healthcare System is helping homeless veterans get back on their feet by hosting their annual Homeless Veterans Stand Down Saturday. The event brings together more than 70 community partners and vendors to provide services to veterans, including everything from employment assistance to health care and vet services. Working toward curbing veteran homelessness is top of mind for the Bay Pines VA healthcare system. It's why they held their annual Homeless Veterans Stand Down to address homeless veterans' immediate needs. Program coordinator Blossom Capper said, "These events really bring a collective group of people within the community together to provide veterans with a one-stop shop." For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. When people get older, are they A, confident about their money lasting, B, not confident about their money lasting, C, uncertain about their money lasting, or D, they don't really worry about it too much? And the answer is C, uncertain about their money lasting. And Bruce, why is there so much uncertainty? I guess maybe we addressed that in the first segment.
Well, you know, it's actually about age 50 seems to be a magic number with behavioral finance. People don't really think that retirement's a reality for them. We're eternally optimistic we're going to live forever. But all of a sudden, when people turn around age 50, they realize, gee, retirement is actually a reality. It's going to happen at some point. And, you know, somewhere around 10% of folks, you know, feel like they're pretty confident they're going to have enough money to last through their retirement, through their life expectancy. You know, about 25% may have enough, but they're really just not sure, but they at least have looked at it. And then, like you said, an awful lot of people are just not really sure or not really tuned into that fact yet. So it is pretty scary out there. It's certainly better to know than not know if your money's going to last.
Well, and I'll tell you what, something else magical, not necessarily on the real happy side, happens when you turn 50. I do recall my 50th birthday. First of all, super happy that I'm here to celebrate that. Very thankful for good health and all those sort of things. But all of a sudden, you kind of understand there's a mortality issue here. All of a sudden, a lot of things just change the way you look at it. And like you said, that you can flip that switch and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I guess I am going to be retiring before too long. Oh, well, I guess I better do something about that. So, look, for our listeners, if you are a client with the Glenn team at Infinitas, you're not flopping around in the wind out there. You're not going up and down depending on every single, you know, news article that you hear or read. The Glenn team, they are experts at the behavioral side of things. And so you're not scared if you understand. And that takes a lot of education. The Glenn team at Infinitas, they're excellent expert educators, big time. I mean, big time. So let's compare that to, let's say, if you have a financial advisor you haven't heard from 6, 12, maybe a couple of years, maybe he or she doesn't even work at there, and you are out here in the wind. It is time to make a change, or at least consider making a change. And I would highly recommend anywhere in the country reaching out to Bruce and the great team at the Glenn team at Infinitas, 913-563-7327. That's 913-563-7327. And Bruce can give you a second opinion. They can run an analysis free of charge, no pressure. And I promise you, you're going to be very, very impressed. So, all right. So, Bruce, how can people learn if their money will last?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Steve. So we have a really good report, as you kind of mentioned there, that we can take a good look at how much money they currently have, if they're still saving towards retirement, at what pace they're saving at, how is their money invested in terms of different categories and expected historical returns on those particular categories, when they want to retire, what Social Security is likely to add for them, or if they have other pensions or other outside income, maybe some farm income or some rental income or those type things, and factor that all in. Look at their longevity, and this report will combine everything, and it will take into consideration the expected rates of return based on how you're invested. They'll look at the inflation, which, of course, that's a huge thing right now. They'll look at your required minimum distributions, and we can look, and it gives us a really nice year-by-year cash flow analysis and output. And if there's expense challenges, we can maybe make some suggestions on how you can tighten up the expenses and kind of realign your budget as needed. So all that can kind of go into that. But it's really important to make sure you have confidence that you're on the right path, and then keep that plan updated as well. So, you know, every time we meet with our clients, at least minimum once a year on that particular plan, we want to update that. And then and something else is from a tax standpoint strategy, and we were talking about that this week at that speaking, we did a couple of speaking engagements earlier this week, and we were talking about Roth conversions, and a lot of times the advisor will just throw out the word Roth conversion. It's kind of like a magic buzzword to impress people, but the reality of it is a lot of advisors don't realize you need to pay for that Roth conversion, ideally from money that's not, you're going to convert pre-tax money to a Roth after-tax tax shelter, but it's best if you can pay your taxes from non-IRA money or non-401k money. That way you're not double down on your tax problem you're creating, and then you've got to know if it's going to work in the long run. And then, you know, timing your Social Security is critical as well, so a lot of things go into that.
Okay, excellent. And then, again, earlier this week, and just for everyone listening, Bruce and I, we put together a pretty darn good presentation talking about senior care, talking about finances, and then putting the two things together. It was very well received, and I really enjoyed that. And if you're interested in the Steve and the Bruce show, give me a call. Maybe we can make a presentation to your group as well. But, Bruce, we only have a couple of minutes left, and I know it's a big subject, but you had a great example, and you referred to that as a sequence of returns.
Yeah, that's really important. So the example I used was where we had two people that retired at the same age and had the same amount of money invested and had the same type of investment, same amount of money in the stock market, similar portfolios. But just because one retired 6 months before the other one, and the timing of the market, so when the first person retired, the markets were at a pretty good level, and then the markets had gone down pretty far. And then 6 months later, the market kind of bottomed out, and that's when the other person retired and converted some pension money into the markets. And the person that had retired first, and they weren't able to slow down their spending during that downturn, and that money eventually ran out on them. And the other person bought in at the low point, and their money grew to multiples of thousands of millions of dollars. So just the luck of when they retired was a big thing. So this is you can find that out on the internet. It's a really good analogy, and you can look at it. But it's very important to understand the sequence of returns. So that kind of leads me to my last thing I'd like to talk about for sure, and then anything else you might have. But make sure that your needs include an emergency fund. So when the markets are down, if you can avoid taking money out of your investments and live off some emergency money, that's a big help. Along with make sure you got enough money coming in for your core needs, your clothes, your housing, your food, utilities, all the core things you have to have. And then try and, mentally or behavioral finance, know that wants aren't necessarily needs. A lot of times I see folks at the retirement age or pre-retirement where they think that their wants of maybe putting kids, grandkids through college or wanting that boat or that second house or traveling, you know, they'll kind of mentally make that a need.
Right.
And when times are rough, you got to be careful about that.
Excellent information, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the CIO and owner of the Glenn team at Infinitas. Anywhere across the country, this is the phone number you would call, 913-563-7327. Reach out to Bruce and the great team. You will be excited when you learn all of the information that they're going to share and get a second opinion. It's definitely worth the call for sure. Bruce, safe travels to you, and I hope that you have a wonderful weekend, and tell Mary hello for me.
Will do, and thanks a lot, Steve. And Sean, thanks for the work back in the studio. Appreciate that. You guys take care. Have a great day. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Thank you, and we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Employer and official sponsor of National Defense Network. To learn more about their exclusive discounts for military and veteran families, visit t-mobile.com today.
The mission continued for Bob Bolden long after the war had ended. The decorated Korean War veteran from Burlington, Vermont, dedicated much of his life to serving his fellow veterans and ensuring that they never felt forgotten after returning home from the service. From greeting ex-soldiers at the VFW post to decorating their graves every Memorial Day, Bolden worked for veterans throughout his life making him a hero on the battlefield and back home too. His daughter Barbara Dowdy said he loved his country so much it meant the world to him. Bolden, whose public service was recognized last week with many awards and honors, died in a hospital last Monday at age 93 after a long fight with congestive heart failure. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
How much is the mainstream media in cahoots with the Biden administration? Since when did the media care so much about catching leakers? Is that their job? Should they be asking more questions instead of being another wing of the White House?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're going to shift gears here, and I want to talk about assisted living. It's just, it's a huge topic. It's a huge need. And as we had talked about in the previous part of the program, Bruce and I made a presentation to a couple of presentations earlier in the week, this week in Wichita. And it went over very well and very informative, but you know, a lot of questions come up around assisted living, and I've always said this is the second most difficult level of care for the average person, the average family out there to navigate, to try to figure it out and see if it's the right fit for them and see which place is the right fit for them. So let's talk about the definition of assisted living. So, first of all, it is a social model. It is not, I'll repeat, not a medical model. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a tremendous amount of support at the assisted living level of care. It's just not medically based, per se. So, it's a social model. It's designed to help you with your, and here we go with the acronymology in healthcare, with your ADLs. ADL, if you hear that term, that stands for activities of daily living. So they can help you minimally or fully with getting dressed, taking a shower. They can help you with your grooming. They can help you use the toilet, right? So go to the bathroom. They can also help out to a certain level, and they're all a little bit different, with incontinence management, okay? All of those are this, just these activities of daily living, the daily tasks. They all provide meals, like all three meals, all the snacks throughout the day, all of the hydration, all of the different drinks and everything. They provide all of that. You don't have to worry about that anymore. They have a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement and entertainment, just having some fun. They also, this one is huge, they distribute your medicine. They make sure that you get your medications on time. And I don't know about you, but I mean, once in a while I'll forget. I'm like, oh, did I take my meds or not? Right? It can happen to anyone at any age, okay? So, but the older you are, the more important it is to get your medicine on time, to take it accurately, and all of those sort of things. So that's really, really important. There are physicians that will come to the assisted living community and see you right there in your apartment or in that community. So essentially, the doctors make house calls in that context. There's transportation to take you out of the building to doctor's appointments, seeing specialists, et cetera, and also outside activities and a lot of other things. So it's, we've got the transportation down, and that's a lot of help. That's a lot of help. They can also offer what's called a one-person transfer. And what that means is if the resident has enough strength to where between with their own efforts and the assistance of one staff, you can move from point A to point B. All of them can provide that. All of them can provide that. Now, I'm going to talk, you know, maybe next week about some of the things that could get you a discharge from the assisted living level. And so we'll just throw out a little teaser here. One of those things could be requiring a two-person transfer. So maybe you don't have enough strength to provide a little bit of effort, and it takes two staff or maybe even a mechanical lift to help you move from point A to point B. Most assisted living communities cannot accommodate that. They're just not staffed for it. Now, with that being said, there are some that will and can, and they do that. They can do that, right? But I would say that's the exception and not the rule. So, bottom line, that's a lot of help. That's a tremendous amount of help for those, again, activities of daily living. So I explain that, and then as part of my presentation again earlier this week, I always include a price range, kind of the low end of average to the higher end of average. And so let's talk about the pricing models. So the assisted living level of care, again, I think the second most difficult level of care to navigate, part of the reason that it is very difficult is because it's just not a standardized model. And what I mean by that is you have this licensure that drives assisted living, but you have a lot of leeway within that licensure that you could choose to provide really just care on the lighter side of things. You can provide care on the heavier side of things, and oh, by the way, everything in between. You could have different pricing structures, different pricing models. It's just not standardized. So let's compare that to long-term care. When you move to long-term care, there's a daily rate, period. They all offer the same thing. And it's very standardized. It's very structured. Now, very clearly, some of them deliver much better than others. And some of them are very poor performers. But it is a standardized model. That's the point of it. Assisted living, it's all over the board. Some of them will provide a little bit of care, a little bit of support. If you need more than that, you're not a good fit for their community. Some of them will bend over backwards to keep you from having to move to long-term care. Some of them are right down the middle. It's just all over the board, so there's a lot of leeway for the operator to provide a certain amount of help within their licensure. And that also goes for the pricing model. So there are three, and that's why it's so confusing. I was talking to someone, and I said, you could go out and talk to 10 different assisted living communities and hear 10 different stories, and they're all correct. It's just what they do within the category of the level of care of assisted living level of care. And that's why it's tough. And again, that's why so many people contact Senior Care Consulting. They're like, you know what, this is too confusing. You do it. we need your help to get through this so that we know we're choosing the absolute best place available for our mom, our dad, my wife, my husband, our family member, our friend, the sweet lady at church that we're all banding together to help. Okay, so, and again, if you need help, give us a call at Senior Care Consulting. We would be honored to help you and your family and work with you. So back to this pricing model issue. So there are three primary pricing models. And the most common pricing model is what I would describe as a base charge plus a level of care charge. So the base charge could be, let's say, $4,200. So let's say it's $4,200, and then, so everyone pays $4,200, let's say, for this one-bedroom apartment. And then you have a what's called a level of care charge over and above that. It could be, it's usually at least three levels of care. Sometimes they may move that up to maybe five levels of care. That's probably the most common that I've seen, three to five. And so the idea is that if you require just a little bit of help, you will pay less than another resident that requires a tremendous amount of care using a lot more resources. So it's more of a fair or equitable way to apply that pricing and to cost that out. So how do you determine the level of care? Well, they will conduct an assessment, and they will then start assigning points. So if you need help with your shower, they'll assign some points. If you need hands-on help, that's more points. If you need just standby assistance where they help you get in the shower and then they're just hanging out in there to see if you need any help, that's fewer points. If you need points for mobility, assistance to and from dining, you need points for, A, B, C, and D. It goes on down the road. And then they add up the points, and then that will fit into a level of care 1, level of care 2, level of care 3, et cetera, maybe up to 5. So let's say that might add, say, $600 per level. So it could be the cost range, $4,200 to maybe $7,200. So hopefully that makes sense. A base plus a level of care charge is the most common pricing models. And coming up, I will explain the other major assisted living pricing models.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hey there, friends. RC from Tobacco and Brew, sharing with you this month's Cigar of the Humidor.
Foundation Cigar Company, The Tabernacle. A full-bodied smoking experience, this stick was curated with the connoisseur in mind, as well as our value-conscious customer. This ensemble of long filler from Honduras and Nicaragua is swaddled with the sensational Connecticut broadleaf wrapper. This smoke is a luxurious gift for any cigar aficionado. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, a nationally recognized military-friendly employer and official sponsor of National Defense Network. To learn more about their exclusive discounts for military and veteran families, visit T-Mobile.com today.
Texas House Bill 1152 was proposed by legislators to allow qualified veterans to be commissioned and employed as peace officers as law enforcement shortages grow. State Representative Hugh Shine explained there are some areas that are having difficulties finding individuals to fill those empty slots they have. Law enforcement is an important part of our community to maintain safety. To qualify, veterans must have been honorably discharged and have served in the armed forces for at least 2 years. Representative Shine was one of the many senators who co-signed on the bill. He hopes this bill will assist with police employment issues across the state of Texas. He said, obviously, if someone has served in the military for a couple of years, they deserve an opportunity to serve at home if they want.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
How much is the mainstream media in cahoots with the Biden administration? Since when did the media care so much about catching leakers? Is that their job? Should they be asking more questions instead of being another wing of the White House?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the assisted living level of care and then the top three most commonly used pricing models. That first one, again, this is, I think, the most common one of the three. And that's a base plus a level of care. So there's this base charge that includes all of the big stuff. So your housing, your food, the activities, the transportation. It goes on and on and on. And then if you need help with, you know, A, B, C, and D, they'll do an assessment. They'll assign a number of points to each particular activity of daily living that you need help with. They add up those points, and then they'll fit into a category 1, 2, 3, possibly up to a 4 and a 5. That usually adds a few hundred dollars to several hundred dollars per level of care, and that's how you get a base plus, you know, $400 or $500. It could add to upwards of $3,000, which would be on the higher end of it. Which brings you to an average cost of assisted living, about $4,500 to about $7,500 would cover, I think, the majority of assisted living communities. You could definitely spend more than that. You might be able to spend a little less than that, but there's your average, and that's the most common one. Number two, this one, I'll tell you what, my clients with Senior Care Consulting, they kind of bark about this one. They don't like it. But it's the most detailed one. It's the most accurate one, I think. So it's called a base charge. There's the base again. So let's say that $4,200, $4,500, whatever it is for that, say, a one-bedroom apartment. Of course, that base is less for a studio. The base is more for a two-bedroom. Okay, the most common one out there is just a nice little one-bedroom apartment. So you have this base charge plus a la carte. Okay, and this one gets tricky. And again, most of my clients, they just don't love this one. So you have your base, and then you have a separate charge for every single teeny tiny bit of assistance that you receive. The concept here is that you only pay for exactly what you used or required. And so for organizations using the base plus a la carte, they just feel like this is the most accurate way to do it. It kind of reminds me of a hospital charging for every Q-tip and every wipe and every glove and that kind of thing, trying to be accurate when they could probably bundle those things into a patient care charge and be a little more understandable. But anyway, that's getting way off track. So you get this base and then a separate charge for help with your shower. Well, we helped you with your shower 3 times this week, 2 times last week, 4 times the week before, and that is, you know, X dollars. They add on receiving help for getting dressed or undressed. They help medication management. They distribute your medications. There's a charge every single time they do that. Mobility assistance, to and from dining, to and from activities, etc. There's a charge every single time. And here's what I've been told. So you at the end of the month, you get a statement, and it's always a surprise because it's always a little different. And so there's this base, and then there's this long list of these a la carte charges. So I've just been told by a lot of people that they feel like they're getting nickeled and dimed, even though that was not the intention of the design of this pricing model. The intention was to show you exactly what you used and show you that you were also only charged for exactly what you needed and used. But I've been told, again, at the end of every month, it's an adventure to see what you're going to get charged for, you know, how many times, and what it kind of tends to lead to is an adversarial phone call, calling the senior care community, the billing representative, or whoever that might be. Well, now, wait a minute. What is this? Now, this is different than last month, and it just, I don't know. I just think there's got to be a little better way. I think the base plus the level of care is just a lot more comfortable, and if you can capture it that way, I just think it's a better deal. But you could see that. It's one of the assisted living pricing models, base plus a la carte. And then the favorite one, at least of my clients, they love this one. It's a flat fee per month. It's an all-inclusive $5,200 or $6,350 or whatever the number is. Okay, and that's going to change on primarily based on the size of your apartment. And then you come in, you move in, and if you need a little bit of help, it's, you know, $6,500, say, for example. If you need a lot of help, it's $6,500. So you could look at it this way. If you come in and you're a little lighter on the care spectrum, you get the help that you need, you might be kind of technically overcharged a little bit. Then you progress, you need a little more help, and now you're kind of in the middle of that range of care. You're paying about what you should. And then on your length of stay as you're living there, a little bit later on, maybe you're requiring a lot of help. Maybe you're underpaying at that point. But throughout your entire length of stay, they've leveled that out into a flat fee per month. My clients love that because they know whatever they need, it's taken care of. It's easy to budget. It's $6,500 and boom, it's done. Okay. So again, those are the three, the primary, the top three pricing models of assisted living. Base plus level of care. That's the most common. Base plus a la carte, that's probably the least common, and maybe the most annoying one, according to a lot of people I've talked to. And then the flat fee per month, flat fee for service per month. Okay? And then most assisted living communities have what's called a community fee. It's a one-time upfront community fee. Typically, that's $1,000 to $3,000. I think I saw one the other day at $3,500. So let's say $1,000 to $3,500. Again, it's a one-time, it's non-refundable upfront. Think of it as an HOA type of a fee, but it doesn't go on every year. It's just a one-time upfront fee. It's non-refundable. It helps with community upgrades, landscaping, planting the new garden, common area maintenance, and that kind of thing. And guess what? You may run into a great assisted living community out there that does not charge a community fee. There are a lot of places that don't have a fee, but it's pretty common, again, to see that $1,000 to $3,000, maybe $3,500. It's one time upfront, and then you're done with that. So hopefully that makes sense. The top three pricing models of assisted living and the community fee. All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. The White House is refusing to comment on media reports an investigation of presidential son Hunter Biden is being mishandled.
An IRS special agent who is seeking whistleblower protection alleges that preferential treatment and politics are improperly infecting decisions in the Hunter Biden probe. That's according to a letter sent to Congress. But don't expect any comment from the White House, says Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
This is something that they need to speak to, and that's why we refer you to the Department of Justice. We're just not going to speak about it from here.
The younger Biden has been under federal investigation by a federal grand jury in Delaware since at least 2018. So far, no charges have been filed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican lawmakers in Missouri are pushing for a state takeover of the St. Louis Police Department. Supporters cite high violent crime rates as a reason for the action, but data suggests neither state nor local control may make much difference in stemming homicides. U.S. Embassy personnel have been evacuated from war-ravaged Sudan, particularly in the capital city of Khartoum.
As the warring military factions in Sudan continue fighting for control of the country, U.S. Special Operations Forces swoop down into the capital, Khartoum, loading up some 70 embassy personnel into helicopters and flying them out. There were no shots fired, and the military was on the ground for less than an hour. British Deputy Prime Minister Oliver Dowden did not want to discuss any operations involving his country's nationals.
Make sure they stay indoors, that they stay safe, and that they get in contact with the Foreign Office.
Once the American diplomatic staffers were safely out of Khartoum, President Biden called for an end to this unconscionable violence. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Former Peruvian President Alejandro Toledo Manrique surrendered to U.S. federal agents on Friday to be extradited back to Peru, where he faces charges of accepting millions of dollars in bribes as part of a mammoth corruption scandal in which four of Peru's ex-presidents have been implicated. BBC's Mimi Swabi reports.
$25 million. That's the sum Mr. Toledo is accused of receiving from the Brazilian construction company Odebrecht in exchange for help in obtaining public work contracts. He denies the corruption and money laundering charges. Mr. Toledo, who was president of Peru from 2001 to 2006, has lived in the United States for several years, but will soon return to Lima. His lawyers had unsuccessfully filed for an emergency stay to block the move. They say the former leader's liberty and life will be at risk in Peru.
News and analysis at townhall.com. Study after study suggesting American youth are in crisis.
They're facing unprecedented mental health challenges that are burdening teen girls in particular. Adults have theories about what is going on, but what do girls themselves have to say? The Associated Press asked teen girls in four states about it. They say social media is only part of the problem. School pressures are big. So are unwanted sexual attention, worries about social issues, and pressure from a society that puts a premium on women's looks. One girl says, they're just trying to survive, quote, in a society that's out to get us, John Scott report.
Super Mario Brothers movie continues to rack up coins at the box office, leading ticket sales for a third straight weekend as the animation hit near $1 billion after just 18 days in theaters. Now, when it soon passes the $1 billion mark worldwide, it'll be just the fourth film of the pandemic era to reach that benchmark. More stories at townhall.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend program where we talk about everything that relates to your health, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. Putting those all together for you each weekend is my job. Your job is to provide me with fodder for my replies to your questions. 877-726-8255, our number. If you've got a medical situation, if you want to report on something that you've done on the health front that has either improved your health or perhaps you've tried something that works or doesn't work, 877-726-8255 is our number. We'd love to hear from you this hour and next. We got lots to talk about this weekend. Lots of health stories to share with you, but I want to start with a feature that we do from time to time here on Intelligent Medicine, which is entitled Celebrity Diseases of the Week. And we got a couple of celebrities are in the spotlight for their particular medical conditions. Elon Musk and Bobby Kennedy Jr. And we'll talk about what's going on with them. RFK Jr. Just announced his candidacy for the nomination for president on the Democratic ticket. And, you know, I've heard him speak before, and I know he has a vocal problem. And so it was kind of challenging to listen to his speeches. You know, he sort of sounds like, I'm proud to say that I'm announcing my candidacy for president of the United States. And, you know, it's a little like listening to sandpaper on a piece of wood. But he has a medical condition which is called spasmodic dysphonia. And it's a relatively uncommon condition. It is estimated to affect merely two people per 100,000. But if you do the math, there's hundreds of millions of people in the United States, so there it is a rare but present disease. I think there's a spasmodic dysphonia foundation which is devoted to doing research on that subject. And it has to do with the vocal apparatus in the throat. The laryngeal muscles that generate a person's voice go into periods of spasm. And this results in breaks or interruptions in the voice. And the reason for it, they say, is sporadic, sudden, and prolonged tension found in the muscles around the larynx during speech. And this tension affects the very exquisitely delicate abduction and adduction, the opening and closing of the vocal folds in the vocal cords. And consequently, there is kind of a mix-up in how they process the passage of air across the vocal cords, and you get this raspy kind of sound and breaks in the voice, you know, like a teenage boy whose voice is changing at puberty. So this is an unusual condition, and they say it's not so much a condition in the vocal cords. It's a condition in the brain. It originates in a part of the brain that's associated with movement called the basal ganglia. And this has led to speculation by some, it's unfounded, that RFK Jr. suffers from Parkinson's disease, which may be the case. He may be concealing that. But it is not necessarily associated with Parkinson's disease. People with Parkinson's disease often have vocal problems. They often speak in a softer voice. They lose their vocal strength. But they don't necessarily have this raspy kind of voice. They can, and sometimes spasmodic dysphonia can be a precursor to Parkinson's disease, but doesn't necessarily have to follow. So that speculation is unfounded. Interestingly, he is the founder of something called CHDF, Children's Health Defense Fund, which is primarily pointing out the hazards of vaccines. And he recently wrote a book called The Real Anthony Fauci, which has some revelations about corruption in the CDC and the National Institutes of Health and the FDA. And he's also written a book recently called The Wuhan Cover-Up. So it's kind of interesting he's entering the field from the left, because a lot of the criticism of our pandemic handling has come from the right. But this time it's coming from the left. So, yeah, kind of interesting. He threw his hat in the ring, and he's going to bring up some of these issues. He's also big on the environment. And so, you know, he's a little hard to listen to, but his message may be worth putting into the political discourse. So another thing that happened this week is there were a lot of interviews with Elon Musk. And so I'm watching an interview with Elon Musk, and he's wearing a T-shirt, so his neck is exposed, and I see this big longitudinal scar, a horizontal scar on his neck. And I'm thinking, what's going on with Elon Musk? Does he have a health problem? Often people who have lymphoma have enlarged lymph nodes in the neck, and they're biopsied. And so I thought to myself, well, is it possible that he has lymphoma? Hasn't revealed that. You know, that could have a, you know, because he's involved in a lot of companies. He's, you know, is a big financier and entrepreneur. His stock prices could take a tumble if, for example, Tesla, if it were to be revealed that the guy at the helm of Twitter and Tesla and, you know, SpaceX was suffering from a form of cancer. And then somebody who in my family was watching TV with me said, well, maybe he's had neck surgery. And I thought, well, yeah, you know, neck surgery sometimes occurs from the middle of the neck and, you know, goes back. Sometimes the back of the neck, but sometimes the way to get to the cervical spine to treat neck problems is sideways through the side of the neck. And so I looked it up, and it turns out my hunch was wrong. They were right. Back in 2020, Elon Musk himself tweeted, because somebody pointed out, you've got this neck scar, what's going on? And he was frank and open about it. He says in a tweet, maybe I can be helpful. Had Mobi C disc put in at C5, C6. That's in the cervical spine. However, first surgery failed to remove bone spurs sticking into my spinal cord. Second surgery took care of it. Recommend using Yelp or other online reviews of doctors. Effectiveness varies widely. So he's kind of putting a plug for social media there. So what happened with him is he had a neck problem, and neck problems don't necessarily manifest as merely neck pain. If you have a problem with your spinal cord, the neck, you can have spinal pain in the neck, but you can also have something called radiculopathy, which can cause a loss of feeling, loss of movement, pain, weakness, or tingling down the arm and possibly into the hands. And that's very, very annoying. And so initially the therapy is non-surgical. Patients should try other medical treatments such as physical therapy or medicine to alleviate the discomfort. And sometimes this is a self-limited problem because surgery on the neck is very delicate. It's a very big deal. But then you can have neck surgery, and you can have what is called disc fusion. That's the common type of surgery until recently. What they did was they would replace the damaged disc, and then they would fuse the neck between two vertebrae. These are the, you know, these are the coin-like structures that stack, you know, C3, C4, C5, C6. And with disc fusion, you're going to have a little loss of neck mobility. So the new innovation is to use implants like the Mobi-C, the Mobi-C. It's a device that gets put in after an unhealthy disc is removed, but instead of a bone spacer or a plastic implant along with a plate and screws, which fix the neck in place at that C5, C6, or whatever, you know, vertebral juncture that is, the Mobi-C is implanted in the disc space, and the goal of surgery with the Mobi-C is to allow motion at those levels. Okay, well, so they did the surgery, but it didn't address the problem because there was something impinging on the spinal cord in the neck, and so they had to go in. They didn't have to pull out the Mobi-C. It wasn't that the disc, that this new device failed. And by the way, it's a little tiny device. You might think, you know, it's the size of, you know, a teacup or something like that. But no, it's a really tiny device. It looks like it's about, you know, an inch and a half across, if that. It may be just an inch across. And it's a flexible device. It's composite of plastic and metal. And it allows your neck to turn and pivot. But it didn't do the job on him, so they had to go in again, presumably through the same scar. That's why the scar looks kind of exaggerated when he's wearing a T-shirt. And they removed the impingement, and they fixed it. So, see, even the richest guy in the world, who can afford the best doctors, the best surgery, sometimes things don't work out quite as well as planned. So there you go. Those are the celebrity diseases of the week. And now you know. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait. We wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. That number available to you 24-7, 365. So even if you don't call during the program, you can call anytime during the week and you can record a question. But we got a live caller. Jake, welcome. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing okay. How about you?
Good. Where are you calling from, Jake?
I'm calling from Wisconsin.
All right. Great. Okay. What's going on?
Well, I have one that you might not get very often. First of all, my name's Jake, and I'm a recovering addict. And I have a question in regards to recovery from encephalation. Former addict, been in recovery for a couple of years, and my nasal passages are never going to recover, according to my doctors.
Okay.
Too bad for me. It's a sad thing. But
were you snorting cocaine or heroin, putting it up your nose?
Okay. Yep. Yeah, snorting cocaine.
Okay. So the question is, you know, how can you alleviate that problem? You know, because what you did is basically you sandblasted your nasal passages and you created chronic irritation. And this can happen with anything. This can happen with cigarette smoke. This can happen with environmental exposure. You know, we're all exposed to ambient levels of pollutants, but, you know, putting, you know, a harsh, caustic substance up your nasal passages repeatedly, I mean, it can even erode your nasal septum and cause, you know, the piece of cartilage that separates your nostrils, that can actually break through in people who are very heavy users. So, okay, so what can you do? I mean, what you need is a sort of an anti-inflammatory program. And you can begin by using something called Clear, X-L-E-A-R, nasal spray. And that is helpful. That actually helps to lubricate your nasal passages, but it also reduces the presence of certain bacteria which can be present there. And it may be that your nasal flora, the bacteria that populate your nose, has been disrupted or damaged by virtue of the chronic use of medication and the chronic inflammation that's there. You know, the other thing that I would suggest is that you look at other potential causes of chronic nasal congestion. Don't underestimate the effect of diet. You know, I personally experienced that because I'm a big swimmer and that irritates my nasal passages. And so, you know, actually I can swim further than the amount of time that anyone spent in the water because otherwise I'm going to sound
kind of like this on a nasal, on a broadcast, you know, really congested.
And that's not a great sound. So, so what you can do is try a diet where you're eliminating dairy and perhaps also, gluten. It's worked for me in the past, and I do this during allergy season. This now is springtime, it's peak allergy season, and it can actually make a difference in terms of your symptoms. I noticed that, you know, after a trip to Iceland, I really took a liking to Skyr, you know, which is a really concentrated kind of yogurt, kind of like Greek yogurt. And I started eating Skyr over there, and it tasted really good, so I bought some here. And I started getting tremendous nasal congestion. And then I decided I had to bite the bullet on dairy consumption. Within a few weeks, my nasal congestion was much better. So these are some things that you can try. Give it a shot, and let's hear back from you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs.
Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try the famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
A new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
How much is the mainstream media in cahoots with the Biden administration? Since when did the media care so much about catching leakers? Is that their job? Should they be asking more questions instead of being another wing of the White House?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly.
Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we invite your phone calls, your questions, your comments during this hour and next. Lots of time to pose questions, come directly into the doctor's office and get some help. All right, this is something that I would characterize as the duh story of the week, but it confirms something that we've long realized. Headline, study links poor diet to 14 million cases of type 2 diabetes globally. Huh, who'd have thunk it? Researchers estimate, they say, that 7 out of 10 cases of type 2 diabetes worldwide in the last year for which statistics were recorded, there's a little latency here, it takes a while to do the studies, back in 2018, were linked to food choices. Okay, big study done at Tufts University, 184 countries. They estimate the poor diet contributed to over 14.1 million cases of type 2 diabetes in 2018. That's 70% of new diagnoses globally. So it's a worldwide problem. They say that the biggest problem is excess intake of refined rice and wheat, along with insufficient intake of whole grains and the overconsumption of processed meat. And by whole grains, they don't mean like a whole wheat bagel. They mean really real whole grains, like unmilled kasha or barley, and who eats really whole grain wheat? We always get it as flour. You know, maybe tabbouleh is an example of bulgur wheat, but few people consume it that way. They say our study suggests poor carbohydrate quality is a leading driver of diet attributable type 2 diabetes globally. Of the 184 countries included in the Nature Medicine study, all 184 saw an increase in type 2 diabetes cases between 1990 and 2018. So, you know, a lot of diseases we're vanquishing, right? You know, they're decreasing in occurrence because we're coming up with better and better treatments. That is one disease whose incidence is soaring worldwide. The incidence was high in Latin America and the Caribbean, especially in Colombia and Mexico. That was credited to high consumption of sugary drinks, processed meat, and low intake of whole grains. A lot of countries emerge from the third world poverty to higher standards of living. People can afford more junk food, and there's a great deal of westernization occurring globally, and that is harming the health of people across the world. Okay, now here comes the smoking gun. And the smoking gun is sometimes in the realm of causation in health, has a lot to do with the long debate between cigarettes and heart disease and cancer. And for so many years, there was denial by the industry. They said, well, you know, yeah, we're not really sure. You know, the studies are weak. They don't really show that they're... And they concealed it. They knew it. They knew that cigarettes were a delivery system for a highly addictive substance that caused heart disease and cancer, but they sat on that information. And now comes the smoking gun, so to speak, when it comes to sugar-sweetened beverages. It's a big study, just out, came out last month, beverage consumption and mortality among adults with type 2 diabetes. And they looked at a bunch of health professionals in the United States, nurses and doctors. And what they found, and it's a long study, nearly 19 years of follow-up, they looked at deaths from heart disease and overall deaths. And what they found was that there was a direct correlation between higher intake of sugar-sweetened beverages and all-cause mortality and cardiovascular disease and heart-related deaths. Now, they looked at other beverages, too. When it came to coffee, tea, plain water, and low-fat milk, they were inversely associated with all-cause mortality. In other words, the more of those things you had, and the less of the sugar-sweetened beverages, the less likely you were to die or have heart disease. Okay. So their conclusion is, logically enough, these findings emphasize the potential role of healthy choices of beverages in managing the risk of cardiovascular disease and premature death overall in adults with type 2 diabetes. And they have all the statistics neatly printed here. And why do we permit the widespread marketing of these sugar-sweetened beverages? And yes, the, you know, big companies that make this stuff, you know, Coca-Cola and Pepsi and all the other companies that make sugar-sweetened beverages, what they're doing is they're giving you smaller cans, or they're giving you artificially sweetened beverages. And this is sort of a tip of the hat, a little greenwashing to the proposition that maybe, just maybe, we want to reduce our intake of these things. But overall, they're still contributing to mayhem on the health front. And more people are dying because of it. 877-726-8255, our number. Well, if fatigue sometimes holds you back, and, you know, for whom is that not applicable? Studies show that your cellular health may start to decline as early as 25 years of age, thus increasing your fatigue. The only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve the functioning of the mitochondria is NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Now, clinical trials have shown that NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. It has anti-aging effects. NT-Factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. There's full-spectrum vitamin mineral formulas. There's immune support formulas, targeted nutrition, and then there's pure NT-Factor that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I take a powder, put it in my smoothies, or you can get padded in energy, which is lozenges that are portable. You can take them around with you when you travel. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Order direct. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, so here's another one. And this is a big problem, because we talked about the cigarette industry. The cigarette industry knows that they make a product that kills people. So the idea is they want to stay in business. They're still selling an addictive substance, but they want to reduce the hazards associated with that substance and get under the radar in terms of legality. So then they invented e-cigarettes. Now, the advantage of e-cigarettes is that e-cigarettes have the addictive substance, nicotine, packaged in a matrix which is less carcinogenic and less likely to cause heart disease than if you smoke burning plant matter, inhale it in your lungs, and it goes around in your circulatory system. It attacks your blood vessel linings and ultimately damages or destroys your lung tissue, or worse yet, can cause those delicate lung cells to go haywire and cause lung cancer. Okay, so that's the proposition with e-cigarettes. Well, e-cigarettes are not without harms, because they can irritate the lungs, and the vehicles or the chemicals or just the, you know, physical hot vapors that people inhale can be damaging and deleterious. But here's another problem. I mean, the idea was reduce likelihood that people are going to go on to smoke cigarettes and give them, you know, a substitute. Well, e-cigarette use has skyrocketed among kids. Why? Because it's easier to conceal e-cigarettes. It's very unlikely that you're going to get away with lighting up a cigarette in a school hallway, you know, in a junior high school or high school. But you can have a vape pen with nicotine in it or other stuff, unfortunately. So this is a study that looks at the potential for e-cigarettes to be a gateway to heavier smoking later on. And indeed, that's what they found. Teens who use e-cigarettes early were more likely to become frequent smokers. That's diametrically opposite of what's supposed to happen. It's supposed to be a substitute for these health-impairing cancer sticks. They say teens who used e-cigarettes early were more likely to become frequent smokers. This study done in the UK and the US, among youths who began smoking before age 15, the odds of later adolescent smoking were significantly higher for those who used e-cigarettes relative to those who had not used e-cigarettes. So in other words, they're almost saying that it's less likely that you go on to be an adult smoker if you just smoke cigarettes before the age of 15. You're more likely to quit than if you used e-cigarettes. So they admit that youth in the USA show similar long-term declines in tobacco cigarette smoking, but recent increases in e-cigarette use. Yet, while numerous studies suggest that e-cigarettes in adolescents may be a catalyst for later tobacco use, less well considered is how vaping may shape tobacco consumption among youth who have already initiated smoking tobacco cigarettes early in adolescence. So they say in the U.S., 42% of early e-cigarette users continued smoking in late adolescence, while only 24% of participants who did not use e-cigarettes later smoked. So it's almost like smoking early, you'll stop earlier if you're smoking cigarettes anyway. Among U.K. participants, 61% of early e-cigarette users continued to smoke, compared with 50% of smokers who did not use e-cigarettes. So this, you know, this is, to me, one of the most, it's like a real sleight of hand. It's a shell game where they're trying to conceal the hazards in the guise of mitigating the harmful effects of cigarettes. What in effect they're doing is they're guaranteeing a long-term marketplace for their more dangerous products. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, among them several stand out for their support of immune function and respiratory health. NAC, Allerol, Serrapeptase, and Abiotic Immune Plus. NAC promotes detoxification and healthy respiratory function. Allerol supports respiratory structures and functions. Serrapeptase supports a healthy response to biological stress. And Abiotic Immune Plus is a botanical formula designed to support healthy immune system function. NAC, Allerol, Serrapeptase, and Abiotic Immune Plus for supportive immune function and respiratory health. And they're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
Life's not fair. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Something that I often find myself telling adolescents is, life's not fair. But I also tell them that it's not supposed to be. All too often, we expect life to be fair when things don't go our way. But when things do go our way, somehow we forget the whole concept of fairness that we were complaining about when things didn't go our way. If life really was supposed to be fair, then technically we would all be required to have the same misfortunes as each other. But I'm pretty sure that most of us wouldn't want others' misfortunes. Be mindful of complaining that life's not fair, because if the universe decides to agree with you and send you all of everyone else's misfortunes to square things up, I'm guessing you'll be begging for life to be unfair again. For more on self-talk, visit drchristianconti.com.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, a nationally recognized military-friendly employer and official sponsor of National Defense Network. To learn more about their exclusive discounts for military and veteran families, visit t-mobile.com today.
After 7 years in the Air Force, Nathan Bienvenu recently accepted a job as a systems engineer at Northrop Grumman in Utah. Bienvenu actually tried to transition out of the military at the six-year mark, but it didn't go quite as well. He says, I wasn't really prepared. What changed? Bienvenu credits finding employment to Vets2Industry, which compiles information about military transition resources into one website to support service members, veterans, and their families during a period in their lives that can be confusing and frustrating. That's Vets, the number two, industry. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
How much is the mainstream media in cahoots with the Biden administration? Since when did the media care so much about catching leakers? Is that their job? Should they be asking more questions instead of being another wing of the White House?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And a reminder, you can shop hundreds of curated, vetted supplements in my full-script dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. You know, you shop online and especially through big outlets like Amazon. You just are not sure about the quality, whether the products are stored properly, whether they're even counterfeit. We recently shared an investigative report from Now Vitamins, which shows that some of their products were literally counterfeited. Phony labels were put on them. They were sold via Amazon, and they had no active ingredients. They're basically cornstarch. So if you want a more reliable source of supplements, go to my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. We stock on the highest quality supplements there. They're professional quality, and they are carefully vetted. And you can get the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. And one of the things I do in the morning is often I make a shake. I throw in an avocado, some protein powder. I use some creatine because I'm trying to do some strength training, build muscles, and a bunch of other ingredients. And one of the ingredients I throw in is colostrum powder. Here's the results of a new trial on colostrum. A new trial concludes that bovine colostrum can reduce the risk of upper respiratory tract infections in adults at heightened risk of infection. Now, how do they find adults who are at heightened risk of infection? They took a bunch of medical students who were sleep-deprived and had a lot of exposures to respiratory pathogens and germs in their training. They had a heavy workload, and they had a lot of contact with hospitalized patients. And they gave them either a placebo or they gave them colostrum. And what's interesting is they gave them a very small amount of colostrum, like 0.5 or 1
milligram of colostrum, I'm sorry, 1.5 or 1 gram of colostrum. A gram is, you know, like a quarter of a teaspoon. So very small amounts of colostrum. And results showed that the colostrum supplementation significantly reduced the frequency and severity of upper respiratory tract symptoms in the high-risk group. And also they assessed the subject's overall well-being perception, how they felt, and there was an improvement in their overall well-being. So what is it about bovine colostrum that can help fend off respiratory infections? Well, colostrum is the first milk, and it's available to cows, and it's available to humans. It's the first milk that comes from breastfeeding. And in the dairy industry, they use a lot of colostrum because sometimes they separate the calves from the moms. The moms continue to produce milk, but the babies are separated. And so they're fed colostrum. This is a common practice. So literally tons of colostrum, bovine colostrum, are made. High-quality bovine colostrum also works for humans. It's been previously shown to boost immune system function. Its constituents are protein, fat, carbohydrates, B vitamins, magnesium, vitamins A, C, and E. But it also contains specific protein compounds such as lactoferrin, growth factors, and antibodies, which are believed to have health benefits such as boosting immunity, treating infections, and promoting growth. So several previous studies have confirmed its effectiveness in preventing upper respiratory tract infections. And also, they're good for the GI tract. So, I take it. I'm thinking that, you know, it may help confer some additional protection to me. All right, this item. There is a procedure, a cosmetic surgery procedure, which is called the BBL. Y'all know what the BBL is? It's the Brazilian butt lift. And it is being increasingly performed. They say the BBL has become especially popular over the past two decades, with procedures surging more than 800%. What's going on? They say whereas in the 90s, women prized big breasts and a thin silhouette, now wider hips and a fuller buttocks are the ideal. So what is this? I mean, is this like a popular phenomenon? Did J-Lo start this off? You know, women are looking at themselves, my butt's not big enough, so I'm going to get an enhanced butt. And what they do in the BBL is they suck out some fat from the abdomen or the flanks or the back, and then they use a syringe attached to a cannula to re-inject the reserved fat into the buttocks. So they actually feed fat taken from one part of the body into your butt. And the problem is it has to be done very carefully. It can be done in expert hands, but there are a lot of chop shops who are doing it, and their volume is so great that they have to do the procedure real quickly, and this can be dangerous. And what happens is the fat can travel via the bloodstream to the heart and lungs, and they're increasing deaths from pulmonary fat emboli, which means that the fat travels into the lungs, and this can be fatal. Increasing numbers of fatalities, and they really need to do something to regulate this, because there's some places where you get it on the cheap, especially clinics in places like Florida, offshore clinics, and this can, the BBL has now become the most dangerous aesthetic procedure ever performed. I'm thinking, why go there? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. It may even be a helpful tool in managing cognitive decline. Flava Naturals Dark Chocolate Bars and Cocoa Powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate with great flavor and minimal sugar. Their secret is sourcing premium, high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavanaturals.com. That's flavanaturals.com. There you'll find the extensive research behind cocoa flavanol's benefits and great recipes, too. That's flavanaturals.com. Flavanaturals.com.
Your thoughts are powerful. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. What you tell yourself significantly impacts how you feel. If you tell yourself that things are terrible or horrible or something like that, then you're likely to be upset. If you tell yourself that things are great or even at least pretty good, then you're likely to be in a better mood. If you tell yourself that it's not the end of the world when things don't go your way, then you're likely to be able to handle disappointments in a much more rational way. Whatever you think drives how you feel. It's worth understanding that your thoughts are powerful, and what you're saying to yourself is really shaping your reality. To better understand your self-talk, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Government workers and families at the American Embassy in Warring, Sudan, were airlifted out of the country over the weekend amid gunfire and mayhem in the streets. With the last U.S. employee of the embassy out, Washington shuttered the U.S. mission in Khartoum indefinitely. On ABC's This Week, military analyst retired Marine Colonel Steve Ganyard says it was a risky operation.
Three special operations Chinooks flying 800 miles at 100 feet at night on night vision goggles, having to land halfway, get gas, come into Khartoum where there's active combat going on.
Fighting between two rival commanders in the African nation now into its 10th day with no prospects of a truce. President Biden may be getting close to announcing his 2024 election plans, despite polls that are less than favorable. According to White House sources, the president may be eyeing Tuesday as his announcement in a video. But the plans come as a new AP-NORC poll shows only 26% of Americans overall want to see Mr. Biden run again, with less than half the Democrats, 47%, favoring a bid for a second term. A bird strike sparks an engine fire on an American Airlines flight Sunday morning.
The Boeing 737 had just taken off from Columbus International Airport in Ohio en route to Phoenix when it happened, according to officials.
We lost the number 2 engine on the bird strike with high vibration.
That audio courtesy Live ATC, the pilot and air traffic control communicating as American Airlines Flight 1958 turned around for the airport.
If I want to bring you as close to the airport, so that way you're not too far away if you could get in quick.
Roger, and showing 173 souls aboard, we currently have 30,000 pounds of fuel.
No injuries were reported. Firefighters quickly doused the flames. The FAA is investigating. I'm Julie Walker.
More news at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Strange case in Texas where authorities are investigating mutilated beef in several counties.
Hideous crime in the Lone Star State where 6 cows have been found along a highway spanning 3 counties. In each case, the cattle had been mutilated in what's being described as a, quote, straight, clean cut with apparent precision. Law enforcement officers from Madison, Brazos, and Robertson counties are combining efforts to find those responsible. The counties involved are roughly 100 miles north of Houston. Jason Walker reporting.
An Alabama home where Martin Luther King Jr. planned the 1965 Selma to Montgomery marches has been sold to a historical museum in Michigan and will be moved to a site near Detroit. The Jackson House will be dismantled later this year and moved to the Henry Ford Museum's Greenfield Village in Dearborn. More at townhall.com. Netflix began the year with another burst in subscriber growth that eclipsed analysts' projections for the third consecutive quarter.
The results provide further evidence the video streaming service has regained its momentum after a jarring downturn in customers prompted a shakeup. The 1.75 million gain in Netflix subscribers reported for the January to March period was nearly 550,000 more than the average analyst estimate. Although the subscriber increase was smaller than Netflix has historically reported for the first quarter, it was a stark contrast to the loss of 200,000 subscribers that the company sustained at the same time last year. Jeremy House reporting.
April 24, 1877, federal troops were ordered out of New Orleans, thus ending the North's post-Civil War rule in the South. More stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
Hey folks, here's what's coming up. We open with a true criminal case as adapted for This Is Your FBI. And later, former child actor Jackie Cooper stars in A Marine Story. It's a tale from the Revolutionary War. This first program initially aired out of New York City, narrated by Frank Lovejoy and later Dean Carlton. That version of This Is Your FBI was broadcast from 1945 to 47. The entire production then relocated to Hollywood and was retooled, adding a fictional FBI agent by the name of Jim Taylor into the true case histories. Taylor would be played by Stacey Harris, and each week familiar L.A.-based radio performers filled out the cast. In this one, you'll hear Sheldon Leonard, Paul Richards, Naomi Stevens, Tom Tully, and Ann Whitfield. William Woodson narrates, and Larry Keating announces. The Case of the Curious Fisherman is from September 7th, 1951.
The Equitable Life Assurance Society presents This Is Your FBI. This Is Your FBI. The official broadcast from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Presented, transcribed as a public service by the Equitable Life Assurance Society of the United States and the Equitable Society's representative in your community. Tonight, the subject of our FBI file, Armed Robbery. Its title, The Curious Fisherman.
Tonight's case from the official FBI files is dramatic proof that public display of wealth can be an invitation to crime. Tonight's FBI file opens on a small fishing boat tied to a pier on the outskirts of a western city. The hot noon sun burns down on a leather-skinned man as he approaches a young girl mopping the deck.
Easy there, honey.
I'm all right, Uncle Fred.
Well, you put down the mop. You keep working like that, you know what'll happen?
No.
You wear yourself down, your mother'll never let you spend another vacation on the Blue Queen.
But she has to.
Why?
I stopped biting my nails.
Yeah, the way I heard it, that just took care of this vacation.
Oh, but I won't bite him again next year.
You're all right.
Now can I finish swabbing the deck?
You better get some lunch first.
What should I make?
Well, now, let's see. Should we have oysters Rockefeller or a juicy steak? Or...
Should I open a can of beans or hash?
Now, I'll have to do some deep thinking about that.
Uncle Fred, some customers.
Huh?
Those folks on the pier, they're heading this way.
Well, not dressed much for fishing.
Your party yesterday wasn't either.
Well, I'll talk to them, honey. You run inside and cook up some hash. Ain't been in.
Well, me and the missus and my friend here, we like to do some fishing.
You come to the right place.
Oh, that's fine. We want to go out tomorrow.
I'm for hire.
If he's for hire, how about it, Mother?
Looks like a nice boat.
The Blue Queen's a right nice boat, ma'am.
Floyd, you game for fishing tomorrow?
Sure.
Well, we got to make certain we all be free tomorrow. You see, we're on a vacation and... Never so busy as when you're taking a rest.
Lots of folks like that.
Yeah, say, have you got a camera?
Nope.
Well, suppose we catch one of those big babies. You know, the folks back home, they'd want to see a picture before they'd believe that we really caught one.
I'll pick one up.
Just you three going?
Yeah.
It'll be $50 for the day. I supply everything. Just say the time and I'll be ready.
Well, how's 9 o'clock?
Earlier, if you like.
Earlier? No, let's wait until the fish are up, too. Now, see you at 9, Captain, and bring plenty of bait. You know, we might catch a whale.
You didn't finish your breakfast.
I did.
Now, what about the milk?
Oh, Uncle Fred.
I promised your mother you'd have a glass of milk for every meal.
I'll take two for lunch.
Well, all right.
You're the best uncle a girl ever had.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here comes our party.
I'll go start the motor.
Now, take your time.
Hey. Hi. Beautiful morning, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Here, take my hand.
Yeah. There. Oh, it does a man good to be up this early. As long as he don't overdo it.
Yeah, watch your step, lady. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
There you are, mister.
All right, I don't need help.
Where do we put our poles?
What'd you bring poles for?
Well, we're going fishing. Well,
I'm sorry you took the trouble. Thought I told you the price covered everything.
Oh, we got them, so we might as well use them.
We can leave whenever your party's ready.
We're ready now.
Hey, what's that?
The motor.
Oh, who started it?
My niece.
Oh.
All right, get her ashore.
Ashore?
She's my crew.
Not this trip.
Well, Floyd, if you get it, she won't make any difference.
Leo is right.
Why don't you want her to come along?
Well, I don't like kids.
All right, mister, I'll go.
Alice, you stay here.
It's
her or us. I'll take her.
Uncle Fritz, it's $50. Take them. I don't care.
I pick out my own crew.
Go ahead. I don't feel like fishing today anyway. I'll meet you when you come in.
Now can we get started?
Yeah, sure, dear. All right, Skipper. Over the bounding main. This is the life.
Not for me.
Oh, Floyd, you've got to learn to relax. Enjoy yourself.
Why?
Leo, something's gone wrong. I don't see the Marianne.
It's early yet.
It's 5 o'clock.
Leo, are you sure you got the right information?
Why, of course. Do you know I never make a mistake?
Go back there.
Answer him.
Yes, yeah, Skipper?
You need more bait?
No, not yet.
Hey, I think that's it.
Yeah?
Wait till I read the name.
How many yachts around here?
There's enough.
It's the Marianne.
I told you we'd meet her out here, didn't I? All right, look. Get ready to move your act.
Okay, I'll move that chair so I can lay down.
Are you comfortable, dear?
Fine.
All right, start groaning.
Oh.
Hey, Skipper. Skipper!
Yeah?
Come here, quick.
What's the trouble?
Well, my wife, she's taken sick. Will you get us out to that yacht? Maybe there's a doctor aboard.
We'd be better off turning back. But I got first aid stuff aboard.
Oh, please, will you? She's very sick. Head for the yacht.
A short while later, at a nearby FBI field office, Special Agent Jim Taylor is at his desk when the phone rings.
Taylor speaking.
Jim, this is Sheriff Webster.
Oh, hello, Sheriff.
I'd like some help down here.
Why, what can we do for you?
A yacht named the Marianne called in, Jim. Said she'd been boarded by two masked men.
Oh, where?
15 miles offshore.
Uh-huh.
The call quit cold after that. Weather was good, so the equipment must have been smashed.
Who's the Marianne registered to?
A man named Forrest. Uh-huh. His maid told me he was aboard the yacht with some guests.
Sheriff, there any other ships in that area?
None I could find by radio.
And still no answer from the yacht, huh?
That's right. I'm sending up our plane now to search for her.
Well, okay, Sheriff. I'll be down on the first train.
Let's see it.
Oh, just keep staring. You can see it at the hotel.
Hey, Floyd, take the wheel.
No, I can't. I'm cleaning my gun. Got wet.
Hey, look, there's the pier.
I think I'll keep this ring.
Hey, Leo, swing over. Oh. You're going to hit the pier. Hang on.
Leo! Oh, stop the boat. Oh.
Hey. Is everybody okay?
Yeah.
Come on. Floyd, grab the pier. Hold it.
Yeah. Kid.
Leo, after.
Hey, what'll I say?
Never mind. Your uncle's in the cabin.
Why isn't he going to tie up?
Ask him. It's his boat.
Uncle Fred? Uncle Fred!
Come on aboard. Floyd, take care of him.
Sheriff.
Hi, Jim. Been a long time.
Yeah. Anything come in yet on the yacht?
Our plane located her and landed alongside.
Good.
We were right about the radio equipment being smashed.
Huh?
The bandits took care of that first.
How much they steal, Sheriff?
$20,000 in jewelry.
Wow.
We didn't get descriptions on either of the men, Jim. We got a good one of the getaway boat.
Huh?
She's a fishing craft named the Blue Queen. About a 35-footer, painted blue with a white star astern.
Uh-huh. Where's she registered from?
Here. I know her owner. His name's Barrow. She's usually at her dock by now, but I checked, and the pier's empty.
Couldn't the victims give you any description of the men?
Just that one was fat. They wore masks made of an off-white silk.
Uh-huh.
And there was another man and woman in on the job. They stayed aboard the fishing boat.
Oh.
The fishing boat pulled up alongside the Marianne. One of the men yelled up that they had a sick woman aboard. They asked for first aid equipment, and
were invited to come up a rope ladder and get it.
So the woman was in on the job, huh? Now, how about the man who stayed aboard the fishing boat?
No description on him either.
Well, maybe that was Beryl.
I doubt it, Jim. I've known Fred a long time. He wouldn't be mixed up in anything illegal. Besides, this was no amateur job.
No, it certainly doesn't sound like one.
One of the women aboard the Mary Ann said the fat bandit told her to hand over a diamond pendant and a ruby bracelet set.
Well, that's understandable.
But she wasn't wearing them, Jim. She said she didn't have anything like that. But the bandit told her he saw her wearing them in some picture.
In a movie, you mean?
No, a newspaper picture.
Oh, I see.
So I've arranged for us to use the launch. Want to see if we can locate the Blue Queen?
You mean at night, Sheriff?
Weatherman says the moon will stay this bright.
Oh, okay, let's give it a try.
You're listening to This Is Your FBI. We'll be right back with more after this.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. 1 out of 5 falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities families of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
White parts of his shirt.
Yeah. I don't get this. Where is everybody?
Maybe in the cabin.
I doubt it. Didn't you say they were armed?
That was the report.
Well, if they were aboard, they'd have heard us approaching.
That's so.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
Hmm?
I thought I heard something.
From the cabin?
Yeah. Wait here, Sheriff.
Okay.
Come out of there with your hands up. Sheriff, come here. Who is this?
Barrow.
No pulse, no heartbeat. Well, Sheriff, we're working on a murder now.
Captain Barrow is dead. Murdered by criminals he accepted as ordinary fishermen. Naturally, a man in his position cannot be expected to ask every prospective customer to identify himself. The fact remains, however, that people whose business it is to deal with strangers should be constantly on their guard. Tonight's skipper might have been more cautious. The men's refusal to have a girl on board, their obvious ignorance of fishing know-how, should have struck him as extremely suspicious. Your FBI files abound in cases similar to this. Cases in which the victim's readiness to accept strangers at their face value has contributed to his own undoing. Tonight's FBI file continues 2 days later at Sheriff Webster's office. Special Agent Jim Taylor hangs up the phone.
Sheriff, that was the lab.
What'd they say, Jim?
Well, that silk we found aboard the fishing boat didn't carry any invisible undermarks.
Sure looked like parts of a shirt.
Well, the lab says they are, and that from the quality of the silk and the hand stitching, it must have been custom made.
It doesn't help much.
How many custom shirt makers are down here?
Oh, a dozen or so.
Well, maybe one of them would recognize the material, huh?
I'll try.
Okay. Here's the SWAT, Sheriff. I'm going to run by the hospital and see if Barrow's niece has come to you.
The hospital call?
No, but I'm going to be out that way. I've got an appointment to interview one of the women on the yacht.
Oh, which one?
The woman who was robbed of the jewelry the bandits saw her wearing in a picture. I went through the files of both local papers this morning. Neither of them has ever printed her picture.
Oh.
I'll call in when I'm through.
Leo.
Hmm? Oh, I don't know.
Stop ogling those dames in the pool and answer me.
He went to see the fence.
What did he do with my ring?
Huh?
The one I liked.
Oh, he took it.
What for?
To sell.
After I told him not to?
Uh-huh.
Well, just wait till I see him. I'll straighten him out.
Well, don't tell me. Tell him.
I will.
There's your chance.
Oh.
Hey, will you hear the deal I made for us?
Leo. Did you sell that ring?
Yes, honey.
Don't honey me. I told you I wanted it.
Look, honey, the cops are going to be looking for all that stuff. If they found it on you, then I'd go to jail.
That's not a bad idea.
Now, how much you get?
$11,000.
It was worth more.
Well, that's all he'd pay, so I took it.
You got the cash?
No. I'll collect day after tomorrow.
Where?
In the lobby. We collect and then we rest.
Not too long.
Huh?
I got another job all laid out for next week.
Jim, we got bad news on that silk.
No shirt maker use it?
Not now or ever.
Yeah, that is too bad.
How'd you make out with your interview?
Well, Sheriff, that woman's only had her picture in the paper once in her life, and that was with the jewels.
Which paper?
Crystal City Journal. That's her hometown.
Maybe it's the bandits, too.
Yeah, could be.
How long ago was the picture printed?
Last year. I called and had our lab ship a sample of the silk to our resident agent at Crystal City.
There must be plenty of shirt makers there.
Well, I just hope not too many use this material.
How soon can we have an answer?
Well, the sample went out airmail last night, so it's in Crystal City this morning.
Fine.
Hey, tell me, you have to stick around here?
No, why?
Well, the little girl's doctor told me that if we came by the hospital this morning, we could see her.
Maybe she can give us a description on the bandits.
Now, let's take along the jewel theft album and find out. Alice, you too tired to continue?
No, Mr. Taylor.
All right, go on.
Well, then when I went aboard to see Uncle Fred, one of the men hit me.
Which one?
The strong one. You're not going to let him get away, are you?
Oh, sure, try not to.
I'll help you.
Quicker.
The doctor said I can get up tomorrow.
Oh, that's fine.
Alice, you want to go through these pictures again?
It's no use. They're not in here. Can't Uncle Fred tell you what they looked like?
No, he can't.
I only saw him for a couple of minutes, but he was with him all day.
Do you remember anything at all about the woman?
Just what I told you. She was blonde. I liked her at first, but she stuck up for the strong one when he said I had to get off the Blue Queen.
Was she pretty?
Uh-huh. But she uses too much mascara and lipstick.
Did any of them dress so you'd remember?
No. They were dressed regular.
Well, Alice, the doctor asked us not to stay too long, so I guess we'll be going now.
Oh, it's all my fault. I know that's what Uncle Fred had the fight with him about. You're sure he's not mad at me?
No, Alice, he's not mad at anybody. Come on, Sheriff.
I just heard from Crystal City.
What'd they say, Jim?
Well, a shirt maker there used that silk last year and then discontinued it. He supplied the names of six men who got shirts from that bull.
Mm-hmm.
Now, five of them are legitimate people still living there.
Who's number six?
He's a man named Leo Spencer. His shirts were delivered to his hotel. The register showed that Spencer and his wife stayed in Crystal City for about a month, and they were there when the victim's picture was published.
Sounds like he's our man.
Mm-hmm.
Where's he from?
Well, that's where we run out of gas. The address he gave is a municipal swimming pool.
Mm.
The shirt maker remembered Spencer, though. He said he's kind of short, very heavy.
The fat bandit.
Yeah, looks like it. Well, he ordered 24 of those shirts at $30 each.
Washington got any record on Spencer?
No, I called I didn't when Crystal City reported in.
Then we're still without a lead and running out of time.
Yeah.
By now, the thieves might have had the stones reset.
Yeah, that's right.
That'd give Mr. Spencer, or whoever he is, enough to get some new shirts.
Wait a minute, Sheriff. New shirts. He shouldn't need any new ones.
Hmm?
Well, he just got 24 last year. Now, silk shirts don't wear out that fast.
Say, that's so.
Well, if we're right so far, we might still have a chance.
Floyd, is Leo still making that call?
Uh-huh.
The fence must be in Europe.
Well, I hope he ain't.
What time is it?
It's, 10 after.
Well, he's not too late anyway.
And here comes Leo.
Oh, good.
Hey, there's no answer. He must be on his way.
Pardon me.
Yeah?
Is your name Leo Mason?
That's right.
Leo, is this him?
No.
I'm a special agent of the FBI. Here are my credentials.
Well, what do you want from me?
Information. Are these the two people who worked on that fishing boat with you?
Leo, I got to
run. Just a minute there.
Huh?
Who's he signaling to?
Well, how should I know?
The kid.
That's them, Mr. Taylor. All three of them.
Thank you, Alice.
Why, you little...
All right, none of that.
All right. I've got him, Jim.
Okay, Sheriff. Now, let's take him in.
Leo and Martha Mason and Floyd Scott were convicted in federal court for murder on the high seas and sentenced to life imprisonment. Special Agent Taylor and Sheriff Webster arrived at the correct hotel because a certain laundry recognized the odd swatch of silk. They were at that time cleaning three shirts made of that same material. Three shirts for a man named Leo Mason at the Star Hotel. Tonight's case from the files of your FBI is a good illustration of how slim a thread of evidence is often all the police have to work with. It is also a good illustration of another important point, that so long as there remains the vestige of a lead, neither your FBI nor any good law enforcement agency will ever stop working. We'll ever stop until the criminals have been apprehended and justice done.
Now a quick review of the advantages of an Equitable Education Fund. First, ask your Equitable representative for full information on an Equitable Education Fund, or write care of this station to the Equitable Life Assurance Society.
Next week, we will dramatize another case from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Its subject, Subversive Activities. Its title, The Interrupted Journey.
The incidents used in tonight's Equitable Life Assurance Society's broadcast are adapted from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. However, all names used are fictitious, and any similarity thereof to the names of places or persons living or dead is accidental. Tonight, the music was composed and conducted by Frederick Steiner. The author was Jerry D. Lewis. Your narrator was William Woodson, and Special Agent Taylor was played by Stacey Harris. Others in the cast were Sheldon Leonard, Paul Richard, John T. Smith, Naomi Stevens, Tom Tully, and Anne Whitfield. This is Your FBI, a Jerry Devine production, was directed by Sid Goodwin. This is Larry Keating speaking for the Equitable Life Assurance Society of the United States and the Equitable Society's representative in your community.
The case of the curious fisherman from September 7th, 1951. Two of those cast members also worked over on the Phil Harris and Alice Faye comedy show. Anne Whitfield played one of the Harris's daughters, and Sheldon Leonard would periodically show up as the shifty gangster named Grogan. Hey, I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, former child actor Jackie Cooper will be heard in A Marine Story. It begins right after this.
Sam Spade Detective Agency.
Steely, seasoned, smart alecky. The storied San Francisco snooper is back. Share the exciting exploits of Dashiell Hammett's famous gumshoe with Radio Spirit's thrilling 8-hour CD collection, The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless.
In most murder cases, there are too many suspects, too many motives, and too many clues from the very beginning. I've been on this one 3 hours, and I succeeded in turning up no suspects, no clues, and the most shameful thing of all, I had lost the body of the victim.
As crass as he is charismatic, this dynamic detective attracts a curious clientele. There are gentlemen who tend to drop dead.
He was hugging the carpet between the front and rear seats, and when I nudged him, he didn't move. He'd been shot at closer range than Gordon Martini, and the killer had used only one slug. It was planted in the base of his brain.
And there are ladies who are drop-dead gorgeous.
The only thing wrong with Sugar Cane's dance was her dancing, but the customers didn't seem to mind, and I didn't either. It was a pleasure to size her up carefully, as I would have felt obliged to do anyway in my professional capacity.
For a limited time, The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless, is being made available to our listeners at 60% off the regular price. Get 16 of the series' most madcap capers on 8 compact discs for only $12.78. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAM77 to save yourself some money.
Money's not what I really want.
What do you want?
Someone I can trust.
Me too, sugar.
Oh, Sam, you're what I want. Say you want me too. Please say it.
We will say that this offer ends soon. So order The Adventures of Sam Spade Lawless today at Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAM77.
Good night, Sam.
Good night, sweetheart.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GerhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, Road to Entrepreneurship.
And here's Kathy Caprino, global career and leadership coach.
I suggest everybody this weekend who's listening who says, I don't really know what I'm great at, go somewhere quiet with a pad and pencil, shut off all devices, and here's a tip. Write down the 20, I call them the 20 facts of you, the accomplishments you've had that you've made that you are most proud of. And I don't care if it's when you were 10 and you had the best lemonade stand. What you're most proud of. And then what you want to do is dimensionalize, what are the skills and talents that I have that I could achieve that?
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
Find a broadcast near you. Visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where once again we hear from a series created by the U.S. Marine Corps with a dual purpose, both an educational and recruitment tool. Each week they would cast Hollywood performers, and in this example it's an actor who first came to fame as a child star. He was just 9 years old when he became the youngest person to earn a Best Actor Academy Award nomination. He transitioned to adult acting roles, and in the 1970s and 80s was a busy television director. Here he is in this episode from April 26th, 1948.
The United States Marine Corps presents Marine Stories, starring Jackie Cooper of Hollywood and Broadway, and the music of the United States Marine Band. And now the United States Marine Corps presents Marine Story.
Billy, Billy Goodson. Do you not know your old friend?
Well, tis you, Jack Scranton.
Scarce 3 months am I gone, and you did forget your old comrade of the chimneys.
Well, it seems longer since you left the floors of Georgetown, Jack. And truth, I did not ken you for the finery. And your face is so clean.
Never, never will I sweep another chimney.
Well, have you left our grimy trade for wood, Jack?
Aye. Down to New Providence I've been with bold Captain Trevors in the fighting. And climbed a grease pole I did while the men like to split their throats to cheering.
Find a grease pole you did?
Aye. And to sea I did. Took a month of wind to blow the soot off of my skin. And I'll not put it back now.
Oh, a sailor you are then.
Oh, do you not know the cocked hat and coat of green? 'Tis a marine I am.
From the annals of our history come the tales of men of the Marine Corps, men of skill and courage, men who cherished the ideals of freedom and democracy, men who fought to preserve them. To the service of these ideals on land, sea, and in the air are dedicated the men of the United States Marine Corps. Listen now to Jackie Cooper as Private Jack Scranton, a Marine hero in the days of George Washington.
'Twas the town crier, Billy. The crier with his ringing and his chanting and his handbills. On my way to the Dillard house, I was. My brushes and tackle are slung from my shoulders. And there come the crier, a singing and a chanting.
The natty hat and coat of green, for each and every stanch marine. Paid to keep your breeches lined, greased to keep your musket shined. A natty hat and coat of green, for each and every stanch marine. Hey, lad, can you read?
Aye, reading I know, and writing too.
Then tis smart you are, and smarter you'll be on a reading this. Here you are, lad.
Thank you. Come ye lads, O bold spirit, and good arm to the Dolphin Tavern, and sign for the Continental Marine Corps. Good pay for good men, hat and coat to fit. Muskets and cutlass to all who join. Come while they last. Come ye now.
Hey,
you went, Jack.
Aye, aye, that I did. And I never did get to sweeping the diller's chimney.
That I know.
To the tavern I made straight away, then, and come to the sergeant.
Your trade?
Chimney sweep, sir.
Aye, that I might have seen in your face, lad. Chimney sweep, huh? Those spindly legs could find a place in the riggings. Strong in life, are you, lad?
Got to be, sir, to go climbing from fireplace to chimney top.
All right, take the quill and sign.
Aye, sir.
And look here. The Providence docks in tonight. We'll go aboard with the other lads, to Captain Trevor of the Continental Marine Corps.
Ah, Billy boy, you should have seen our Captain Trevor the way I saw him that night. And see him ever since. A man head and shoulders over the tallest in the ranks. Straight as a mamus, and an arm like a spy. The first officer appointed to the Marine Corps. Here was a man to follow, with a heart.
Lads, we sail to New Providence in the Bahamas. Our mission to reduce the fort and seize the military stores. The Continental forces lack arms. Soon in the spring, General Washington will take the field. He will need cannon, powder, muskets. Arms will decide the battle for freedom. And we will decide the battle for arms.
Well, Billy boy, we set passes then for the Bahamas. And on the way, we made a scaling ladder.
A scaling ladder, Jack?
Aye. Well, that was the plan hatched in the brain of our captain. To scale the fort in the dark of night and take the foe asleep. In pitch of night, we come abreast the harbor in New Providence. We set down our choppers and topsail yard and housed our gun.
Just like a true seaman you're talking.
Marine, begging your pardon. Marine, Billy boy. And Captain Trevitt kept us all under deck till well past midnight. We could see the fort through the portals. And we heard the sentries in the parapets a call in the night.
All is well.
We'll land in the small boats, lads. Make our way to the fortress wall. Then I'll need a man to cast the ladder and be first to scale. A man with a keen eye, a sure foot, and a strong arm.
There's the chimney sweep, Captain.
Who, Sergeant?
Tis myself, the Sergeant means, sir. And I'll venture first on your order, Captain.
You're listening to Marine Story. We'll be back with more after this short break.
Now,
the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
As a small business owner, you're probably working really, really hard. And you're most likely completely out of time. What if you could invent extra time by using a secret cheat code for small business owners? They are virtual assistants. Virtual assistants are a must-have for every small business owner. Help with administration, bookkeeping, marketing, filing, anything you can imagine, there's a VA standing by to help you. They are worth every penny because they save you time and money. Use this small business cheat code, a virtual assistant, right away.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
And now let's get back to Marine Story on When Radio Was.
And did you, Jack? Were you the first?
And what am I telling you, Billy boy? One cast and I hooked a ladder with nary a clink. And up I come like a bat out of smoke. And up they come behind me.
What about the sentries, Jack? The men that were calling?
Took them both from the back, we did. And gagged and trussed them in a trice. They called no more.
You honestly did that, Jack? Honestly?
And more. And then our brainy Captain Trevitt set two of our own men to call in the night.
Good work, lads. Good work. We're in and no alarm yet.
To the barracks, Captain?
To the barracks it is. Tread softly, lads. Tread softly. And strike hard.
28 we were, Billy, not counting the captain. And we captured 50.
50?
Aye. All asleep and cozy as kittens in their bunks. And we took their arms while they rubbed sleep out of their eyes. By morning, they were under lock and key. All except the British Colonel Commandant and his orderly. Oh, the Colonel, he stormed in a rage.
I'll not hold my colors down for a rebel. There'll be no Yankee flag over Fort Nassau.
Very well, sir. Then my men will load our ship under the protection of your flag. That would suit our purpose.
Insolence, sir, insolence. I'll take the colors down. All right, I'll take them down. But you'll fly no rebel Yankee flag over this fort.
That, sir, is a matter I shall decide.
And would you believe it, Billy? All morning and well into the afternoon, we worked to load the ship. 1,600 pounds of powder, 80 pieces of cannon, 200 muskets. Till the Providence rode low and heavy in the sea. And for good measure, we spiked the guns of the fort. Then late in the afternoon...
Captain Trevor! Captain Trevor! A British sloop of war! Sighted off the harbor, sir!
It's the Pandora, Captain Trevor. And now, from this moment, I regard you as my prisoner.
Hardly, Colonel. We'll hold them off from the fort.
With spiked guns? I might inform you, Captain, my orderly escaped over the wall and by now is returning with an armed company.
Then we'll fight from the ship.
With a load that takes your guns almost to the waterline? Suicide. Suicide for you and your men. Sir, I regard you as my prisoner.
Not yet, Colonel. Not yet. Sergeant.
Aye, sir.
A little boldness may serve us well. You'll meet the sloop with a company of men in a small boat and ask surrender in the name of the Continental Congress.
Aye, sir.
Be bold. Tell them our fleet lies off of Baco. Tell them we've taken the fort with 200 men, and we'll blow them out of the water.
But with spiked cannons, sir?
Boldness, Sergeant. We'll parade our men on the parapet, go through the motions of loading, and to convince them that we hold the fort, we'll raise the flag. Private Scranton, hoist the colors.
And did you, Jack? You got the flag up?
Oh, we come to the flagpole, Captain Trevitz and me, and what do you think we find?
Are you telling me or asking me, Jack?
I'm telling you. That British colonel had had the halyard cut.
Slice the rope?
Aye, and the pole well greased to the halfway mark. Axle grease, Billy boy.
Blimey.
But there's no stopping Captain Trevitz. He kept urging me on.
Climb, lad. Climb like you've never climbed before. Wrap those spindly shanks around that pole and climb.
I tarred me hands and breeches. Standard them good. Swung a hammer to my belt, put two nails between the teeth.
And the flag, Jack, the flag.
I had it in my shirt, and up I started. Up I come, a slipping and a sliding, a digging me fingers through an inch of grease.
Come on, boy, come on.
And by the time I come halfway, I sweated a river of sweat and felt a cramp in my leg.
Come on, lad, climb. Up. Up. Hold on, lad, hold on. Up!
I looked out over the harbor, and there was the sergeant's boat pulling close to the sloop. I looked landward, and there was the orderly a-coming with men in arms. I nailed on the flag.
Good lad, Scranton, good lad! A cheer for Scranton!
cheer come like music. I weigh it down. And then I hear a musket crack, and a ball comes singing past me ear. Down I come, thanking the speed of the grease. Down, down, down.
Blimey, Jackie boy, you did have a time.
Oh, we fought them off by land, and then turned seaward to see the British sloop haul down their colors.
Then the sergeant really blocked them.
Aye, oh, he's a good man, too. So sail we did. And the last I saw was the flag a-flying from the greased pole. And without a good climber, she's flying yet.
And where be you bound for now, Jack?
New Bedford. Stop off in Georgetown, we did, for water.
Oh. I'd give much to be going along with you, Jack.
Then what's to stop you, Billy boy?
The Dillard's chimney still needs sweeping.
Blast the Dillard's chimney. Come with me to Captain Trevitt. He has a love for chimney sweeping.
Aye. I'll come with you, Jack. Aye, I'll come.
And never, never need you sweep another chimney. For there's a sea and sky and a wind that'll take the soot off of your skin. And you and me, Billy boy, will venture far with Captain Trevitt's marine.
Thank you, Jackie Cooper, for a very fine performance and a very interesting story.
Thank you, Ralph Camargo. You know, many historians agree that Scranton's nailing of the flag back in 1778 marked the first time the Stars and Stripes flew over foreign embattlements. And that would make another first for the Marine Corps. Captain Trevitt returned with his prizes, of course. 28 Marines went with him and 28 returned in a gallant venture which has since become part of the great Marine Corps tradition. That's the tradition of the faithful service under the flag from New Providence to Iwo Jima, a proud heritage which has made the Marines an elite corps. Today, perhaps you can become part of this great tradition. The Marine Corps is now accepting a selected number of volunteers. If you qualify, you will receive superb Marine Corps training in radar, radio, aeronautics, diesel mechanics, and many other highly skilled trades, depending on your choice, at Marine Corps pay. Volunteer for tradition and career. With volunteers, it's the Marine Corps first.
That was Jackie Cooper, today's guest star in Marine Story. Listen again next week when... The United States Marine Corps presents Marine Story with another Hollywood star of screen, stage, and radio. And the music of the United States Marine Band.
From April 26, 1948, as I mentioned, Jackie Cooper was first a child actor. He even earned a Best Actor Academy Award nomination for the 1931 motion picture, Skippy. He then worked in the Our Gang Little Rascal shorts, plus was cast opposite big hulking actor Wallace Beery in a number of pictures, including The Champ and Treasure Island. Decades later, Jackie Cooper would be seen as Daily Planet editor Perry White in the Christopher Reeve-led Superman movies, and was also a busy television director. His final TV directing credit? Well, it was for a couple of episodes of the late 80s, early 90s series, Jake and the Fat Man, starring Joe Penny and a radio legend. Can you name this hefty, booming voice fella? I will, and then wrap up when radio was, right after this.
Get in the mood with MusicRewind.com and the very best of jazz instrumentals. A 3-CD collection of 45 original jazz classics. Order the very best of jazz instrumentals now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Enter or mention promo code JAZZ33 to pay only $19.98 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code JAZZ33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
What does a murderer look like? Go ahead, put yourself out on that limb, but don't drag me out there with you.
No need to get dragged out to the murder scene. Just get the Radio Spirits app today to help solve the crime. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Never miss a One Radio Us episode again and stream the most recent shows for free. Plus, download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening if you sign up for a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Sam Spade, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, Harry Nile, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Come on, what are you waiting for?
Don't wait on getting free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today.
Now,
the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
As a small business owner, you're probably working really, really hard. And you're most likely completely out of time. What if you could invent extra time by using a secret cheat code for small business owners? They are virtual assistants. Virtual assistants are a must-have for every small business owner. Help with administration, bookkeeping, marketing, filing, anything you can imagine, there's a VA standing by to help you. They are worth every penny because they save you time and money. Use this small business cheat code, a virtual assistant, right away.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about actor-director Jackie Cooper, and I mentioned his final directing credit was a couple of episodes of the late 80s, early 90s TV series, Jake and the Fat Man, starring Joe Penny and a radio legend, William Conrad. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around, but please visit our website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.